Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
4 years ago, when the West, backed by NATO, went into Libya, overthrew it and turned the country over to Al-Qaeda and Saudi Arabian-backed groups, we predicted we'd start seeing jihad attacks in the West, threats to shoot down jetliners with these stolen Stinger missiles, and more. What I didn't expect with the Wahhabist globalist shadow armies was for them to then have them lead giant exoduses out of North Africa, the Middle East, and other areas in through Turkey, who then shuttles everyone to the borders of Eastern and Western Europe. I mean, that is so bold. And then to have the media with a straight face in unison from the UK to Germany to France to Sweden to Canada to the US to say, it's our job to take millions of people. It's your job to pay for it. The West is evil. We need to pay for everything. And then Donald Trump comes out 2 days ago and says, yeah, we got to take him. Merkel's doing a great job. He's since backpedaled, and we have that video that we're going to be playing here. In fact, I know you gave it to me, but can I have another video list? I can't find it. Thank you. And that ties into this story that's the top story on Infowars.com. Hashtag winning 50 spies go public. Blow the whistle and report on ISIS. They say that ISIS is being basically protected, that the reports are being altered by higher-ups. They're fixing the intelligence to claim that ISIS isn't spreading or that ISIS isn't run by the West. Absolutely, ISIS is run by the West, and Julian Assange has now put out the documents, which I wish he'd done years ago, that before the Arab Spring was launched by the West and by the Obama administration to put radical Islamists in everywhere and then flood Europe, we now see the full master plan, that if you go back, they were planning to topple Assad using Al-Qaeda groups even before that. And that has now been released by WikiLeaks. I mean, you can just see the full garment now, the full cut of it, and it's now on the runway, fully animated. We now see their full plan. Truly diabolical, beyond a James Bond movie, and all admitted. But the public is so unconscionably, politically, economically, culturally illiterate. We have no culture. Boy, they sure got us on the hook with John Wayne and I Love Lucy and stuff like that. And then once we had the, you know, public on the hook, we were going down the rat hole. Because once that unfolded, it was basically over. The sky was the limit. Once the hook was in our mouth. Sure, a worm's big and juicy and nutritious if you're a bass or a perch or a catfish. But once you bite into that worm, you find out there's cold, hard steel, the big barb on the end, and it goes right through your lip, right underneath your jaw, and you're caught. And then you're hauled up into a whole nother atmosphere, a whole nother world, and you're on the dinner table. And I look at the public raised by television, didn't have parents that were into geopolitics, didn't have parents into history, didn't have parents that took them places and educated them. They have no culture. These are empty, hollow men and women. And into that emptiness, they now pour total racism, everyone hating each other, attacks on language as if language is evil itself, just total cult, Ingsoc 1984, over-the-top brainwashing. Except 1984 is a book. This is real. I mean, it is so diabolical. And the globalists will keep doing it as long as they think they're immune from justice. No one is immune from justice.
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head. Into no one, into not one, into your step, but out of day.
Monday through Friday.
It's strong. What's wrong?
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live, broadcasting worldwide. There's a big article in Politico today breaking down the metrics from a bunch of different ratings systems, including Google, that Matt Drudge's DrudgeReport.com is the number one news and political website in the world, even ahead of Facebook.com and all of its billions. More than 2 billion people regularly use Facebook, but it's all atomized. It's all fractured. I mean, we're able to reach 3 million people a day on Facebook with our 8 different Facebook platforms that volunteers made for us 6-7 years ago whenever it first came out and then handed over to us. But imagine being the number one news destination, political destination in the world, even bigger than Facebook. Matt Drudge, Mark Zuckerberg, Drudge Report editor, Facebook CEO. And it just goes into the fact that basically Drudge is continuing to expand his domination. And they don't even count his Twitter accounts or other things he does. Now, you notice, though, if you listen to people at Media Matters run by the White House that almost has no viewers and readers. But it doesn't matter because then the entire controlled media picks up their talking points and regurgitates it. So, yeah, some talking point that the globalist emailed down doesn't itself on the printout have a big audience. But once it's put out there to be regurgitated and repeated, it is important. They, of course, are running around saying Matt Drudge has no viewers. Matt Drudge is dead. Matt Drudge has lost his importance. Matt Drudge is over. And this is a tactic that I see out of dinosaur media against us every day. Alex is a kook. InfoWars is stupid. Nobody reads it. Nobody likes it. It's all over. They don't have any success. Ha, ha, ha. This is the tactics of a dying system. Our readership, our viewership, our listenership is growing exponentially by every metric. And so what do? They have Amazon.com, Democratic Party run, controlled Alexa, one of the main rating services, come out a year ago and lower the ratings 70% across the board of WorldNet Daily, DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars.com, and any other libertarian website. They didn't really do it to mainline Republican sites. They did it to activist sites that are popular and dominating. Well, guess what? You're just not in this Politico article now as a metric. It doesn't matter if you claim that Mike Tyson in his prime wasn't the top heavyweight contender. He was. It doesn't matter if you change metrics overnight and then just declare we have no visitors when it's not true. And the reason I started the whole broadcast with this today is because if you understand this and how these hoaxes and frauds work, it's all over. They're tripling down and quadrupling down on their bravado, arrogance, chutzpah, hubris-filled dribble because they're desperate. Every major establishment media platform already hemorrhaged out, and big globalist insider corporations fat off banker bailouts and government contracts are propping them up because they don't want the embarrassment of admitting they're already dead. It's like National Lampoon's Vacation, where they act like the Aunt Edna is still alive and she's not. Or what's that movie? I only saw part of it. Weekend at Bernie's or something, where they got the dead body and they're hauling it around. I mean, that's what they're doing, is propping up dead bodies, propping up a dead dinosaur, but it smells, it stinks, it's oozing. They're spewing talking points. You can see the failure in their eyes. The only power the zombie horde has is when they get their talking points, if they all in unison push a hoax and then get entertainment media pushing it as well and get the movies pushing it as well and get the video games pushing it and every other platform, then they can get the dumbest of the sheeple, the most dumbed down, drooling, unaware, unconscious slugs to adopt what they're saying and to go out and repeat it. But new media is the comet coming to kill the dinosaurs, and the comet already hit. They're dead already politically. But here's the problem. They're transcending politics and just going to pure psych warfare. 2 + 2 = 5. You didn't build your business. If we raise the debt ceiling, it doesn't raise the debt. People say that's ridiculous. That's discrediting. No, it's not. When you've got a zombie constituency, they've got new studies out that many people aren't even wiping their butts now. So I was going to be sarcastic and say, these are people that can't even wipe their own rear ends. They literally can't. Their constituents believe 2 + 2 = 5. Their constituents say, ban the Bible on the street in unison when they're asked. We played that a couple days ago. In fact, cue that back up. I want to play that. That's so powerful. We're going to go out in Austin and show that as well. We can duplicate it in any trendy area. All these people have is arrogance that they're part of the ruling class when they're not. So that's all they have is a hoax. The problem is they're moving towards totalitarianism because they're losing the political debate. They're moving towards autocratic, technocratic, centralized, command and control. And they've got enough people that are awake but choose to join with Sauron, with the emperor, with the devil, with whatever that archetype is in your mind. That's why we're in so much trouble, is there are collaborators who don't even care if this system's pure evil. They are going to choose to prey on the dumb mass and join the predator class, even though it's dishonorable, it's disreputable, it's destructive, and in their hearts, they know they're going to be destroyed in the end by it, but so many globalists tell me it doesn't matter. I'm going to be winning until that happens. And it's because they're cowards. And there's so many evil people and sociopaths that didn't promote good, even though they could have gotten more power out of choosing good, because inherently they don't want to be good. I mean, in a world of sellouts, in a world of idiots, in a world of parasites, in a world of predators, being a white knight is king. I am a moral person. I love justice. That's why I chose my path. I didn't do it to be famous. I didn't do it to be rich. I only expanded my operation and tried to gain some wealth to be able to defend myself, because I was criticized for imaginary wealth 10 years ago I didn't have. I neurotically, like the purest white knight you can imagine, spent 98% of the money coming in and lived in a very humble home and drove a very humble car until people accused me of doing all this for money. And I said, I'll show you money. And now I have enemies lined up to the sun. Great, attack me. We have some backup. We have some depth. We have some strength against the storms. You build a lighthouse on the strong parapet of natural rock. And they lecture us knowing we're Christian, knowing we're good. You didn't take enough immigrants. You didn't pay for enough anchor babies. How dare a libertarian group or conservative group sell a book? How dare WorldNet Daily sell books? How dare Matt Drudge have advertising? How dare? While they have taxpayer money at NPR and taxpayer money at MSNBC. While they suck off of us at gunpoint, they sit there and try to lecture us that we shouldn't ever build our own media. Last year, they sued and got the thousands of pages of documents. I want to get Joseph Farah back on because so much of it was so incendiary, he didn't even know if he could release it all. From the Clinton library in Arkansas, and it was all in the early 90s before Drudge existed, a few years before, when WorldNet Daily was going online as the Western Journalism Center. They were scared of Farah, and they were scared of independent films like Jeremiah Films, the Clinton Chronicles. And they're talking about, how do we shut down new media? It'll be conservative. It'll be libertarian. It'll be liberal. We won't control it. We've got to demonize it. We've got to audit it. We've got to shut it down. We've got to call a conspiracy theorist. I mean, if an independent meteorological group started and said that, you know, they thought rain was coming, they'd call it a conspiracy theory. It's a way to shut down any intellectual debate that they don't control. And you can read the whole thing right there, because they knew then, if they allowed an open free market of ideas, that would be the end of them. I mean, who wants some old criminal witch like Hillary Clinton? Who really likes John Boehner, that burnout idiot? Who likes any of this scum? We're all sick of them, but they force feed us. But now I've got articles and videos up on Infowars.com where about 50 people showed up at a Hillary event to meet her. She's walking dead politically. Now, can they resuscitate her? See, they can't help but force feed Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. And it shows how disconnected, again, they are. And we may not win in this round or the next round, but they're losing steam. They're losing control. They are falling apart, not us. That's why they declare we're dead as we rise. Because we're the real liberals. We're the people that promote low taxes, having firearms, having privacy, running your own life. We're the people that promote 500 horsepower cars. We're the people that promote having fun. We're not the control freaks.
Way up north.
North to Alaska.
Way up north.
North to Alaska.
North.
North
to Alaska. Go north.
All right, I'm going to get into all the huge world news, incredible testimony from an abortion survivor and more.
Big Sam.
There's just so much to get to today. I'm also going to play that clip, since I mentioned it, because we played it in Overdrive a couple days ago, of almost every person, well-spoken, a lot of them older liberal types, white people mainly, saying let's ban the Bible, ban the sale of the Bible. And it just shows what a cult of authoritarians these people are. They have us be tolerant of them until they get into control, and then they become as totalitarian as North Korea. And anywhere you put collectivists in control, you end up in a hellish North Korea / Stalinist gulag with little pot-bellied nobodies with submachine guns ruling over you while you starve to death. Because that's what they produce. And again, you've got big major corporations that get government bailouts, funding the major mainstream media, propping up the facade, billions in bailout money going to NBC, General Electric, hundreds of millions going into MSNBC of taxpayer money, 400 and something million a year to NPR for decades, billions going into Planned Parenthood, all of it. And then what do they always sit around and lecture off the Clinton talking points from 1993 that were given to the media? This is in the Clinton Foundation. It's come out. The Clinton Library. That's a bigger deal than what WorldNet Daily even made of it. And Farah said some of it was so damning he was scared to release it. I want to see it released a year later. In fact, call Farah. Really tell him I want him to come on the show, please. And I want to know what else is in there. Because what was in there was bad enough. What they released, a small part of it, was how they would shape the media, how they would shut down new media, how they would control information. Well, guess what, Hillary? It may have taken 25 years, but you failed, Your Highness. You failed miserably. And the fact that, what, two or three people run Drudge? It's pointed out you can tell when Drudge is on vacation because it's not as good than when he's doing it. Not knocking his other guys. It's just that he's the guru of what he does. So three people run something that reaches more people with news and politics than Facebook, that's number two, that has been valued at over $100 billion. A $100 billion operation cannot counter three people, because the truth, and not that any of us are infallible, not that any of us have all the answers, but that we're trying to tell the truth. And the will to tell the truth trumps the fraud. And by the way, they had a $100 billion stock offering at first. I was being conservative. They just fact-checked me. I'm sorry. People think I exaggerate. Nine times out of ten, it's the opposite. Facebook is now worth more than Walmart. $245 billion. Thank you for correcting me. Almost 2.5 times more value. So it's worth $245 billion. And I've seen the Drudge Report valued in different news articles for $50 to $100 million just because of the influence. So you got something with three people that trumps something with tens of thousands of people, $245 billion. See, my brain just automatically goes to the lowest number I know so that I'm not exaggerating. It's a neurotic thing I do, and because of it, I wanted to say it was worth over $200 billion. I just went from memory what I thought was safe. They check everything I say neurotically. Usually it's right. I was wrong. There's another example of where I knew it was worth $200-plus billion. I was going to say $240-plus billion, and I just went ahead and dialed back to their initial stock offering of, what, 6-7 years ago or whatever it was, 5 years ago of $100 billion. But I'm kind of digressing. People want this. Teleprompter free, somebody trying to tell them the truth, somebody busting their butt to be accurate, versus someone saying, when you raise the debt limit, that doesn't raise the debt. Well, yes, it does. I don't care if you're part black and I'm racist because I say you're a liar. You are a liar, Barack Obama, and your race card doesn't work anymore. It may work on the sheeple. It may work on the lemmings, but here's the difference. Lemmings don't produce. Lemmings are a joke, and it's the thinkers, it's the builders, it's the inventors, it's the fighters that will never submit to you. And 5% of liberty lovers will defeat the giant mass of drooling morons that are your servants. And so that's what it comes down to. So you want to be allied with new automated smart grids that control everything in your central systems and robots, as if that is going to finally give you the armies you need to defeat good. Good only rises when you get the upper hand, and you're about to have your political arms ripped out of their sockets. News is coming up.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, it is a facade. The liberals are not liberals. They are social engineer eugenicist control freaks. It's military camouflage. They are scientifically focused, very wicked anti-human people. Their operatives control the Republican Party as well. Our job is to expose these enemies. And when I say enemies, I say that before God Almighty. I'm very careful about who I attack. I'm very careful about who I judge. And I know for a fact the people that run the Democratic Party are willful, organized crime criminals that hate you and your family and who are eugenicists and who are narcotics traffickers and child snuff film purveyors and the worst murdering filth you can imagine. They are beyond serial killers. They want to wreck everything good. They want to wreck free market. They want you poor. They want to abort you before you're born. They want to inject you with deadly vaccines. They want to suck you dry before they kill you. Basically, they're an army of Satanists. And again, I don't mince words there. There is not rhetoric that will rise to the level of how bad they are. My mom's brother, who died last year, would never tell me Vietnam stories, even though he'd been shot down 7 times, highly decorated. His main job was delivering special forces troops via helicopter. And I'd always ask him to tell me stories when I was a kid. And he finally, when I was a teenager, said, fine, I'll tell you stories. The smell of rotten flesh all the time. All the blood and stuff would get in the helicopters and get down in the gears and get down in their bellies. And when you'd land helicopters, there'd be the smell of rotten flesh. And there'd be dead bodies of men, women, and children laying around bloating in the sun. And he goes, you've heard enough. It's not fancy. It's not fun. It's not cool. I remember getting old World War II vets that were friends with my grandfather who would let them, you know, hunt on our property every year on the first day of deer season, right after Thanksgiving. There'd be like 20, 30 old World War II vets. And over the years, they all died. They were all so cool and fun to talk to. But I'd always, tell me a World War II story. Tell me a World War II story. And they very would rarely tell me any stories, but one of them was telling me, yeah, the worst part was it wasn't just that the Nazis had forced labor camps and death camps, but millions of Germans were starving to death every month or so there at the end of the war. 20 million Germans died, about half of them starving to death. And they would have them, once they'd taken an area, just bulldoze dead bodies as far as the eye could see with blackbirds eating the flesh off the bones. And they said it was the smell of rotten meat. No matter where you were, the smell of the dying people, the smell of their rotting bodies, and having to drag them around all day and bulldoze them into big piles. Then another one, another vet, Elmer Nebles, I was bugging him when he was cooking gravy for biscuits at like 4:30 in the morning because I was going to ride with him. He had an old van he'd take off road to these gullies and stuff that he had all rigged up with big tires. He goes, you want to hear a story? Worst part was killing beautiful women. You know, like your mama. Your mama's a real pretty blonde. Well, they'd send them out there, look like Marilyn Monroe, and they'd open up a fur coat and pull a machine gun out, and I'd cut them in half. And little kids. And you're sitting there, he goes, now you done asking those questions? And he was a sweet old guy. Till I kept pestering him to tell me a World War II story. And I learned really quick, don't ask the World War II stories. And now we're in this modern world where the bodies aren't all rotting out in front of us with thousands of birds eating their bodies like something out of Hellraiser. It's done through vaccines and through fluoride and through GMOs, and the doctors are compartmentalized. They're not part of it. And you bring your little kid in and they get the shots. They have convulsions. 20 years later, they're soft killed in diapers. You know, the way the globalist hit us, we never know what hit us. It kills us 10 years later, 20 years later. It's so funny to them. They're laughing. They enjoy that they're in on it. The ruling establishment knows they've poisoned you and your family. They like it. They want to hurt you. And they've got huge armies of people. Because Mark Dice, we used to do these videos showing dumb liberals who aren't really liberals. He started doing it in California. We went out there in the very same areas last year and duplicated it with our reporters. We do it in Austin and get pretty much the same response. We get 7 out of 10 saying put gun owners in forced labor camps and kill us or ban Christianity. He gets 8 or 9 out of 10 to do it. And let me explain something to you. I can walk pretty much anywhere in Austin near the university or a trendy area, and they will say put gun owners in slave camps. They're ready to do it. Now, if I go to a blue-collar area with a bunch of work trucks, with a bunch of guys that are plumbers, black, white, Hispanic, you name it, they'll say, how about you get out of here before we kick your butt, buddy? We have a right to own guns in this country. The people working know what's going on. You go in a wealthy area, there'll be, well, that's crazy. We have a Second Amendment, but you go to the trendy areas with all the know-it-alls, these people are dangerous. And that's what I'm getting at. They'll take everything we've got. They'll suck it out of us and never think twice. But here's the difference. They're never going to reach the promised land. They're just the dumb idiots helping sell things down the rat hole. When the globalists come to full power, they're the first people that are going to be on the chopping block. So the New World Order social engineers have been real good at hiding a lot of their evil behind the scenes, but all of that is now coming to a close. And everything's starting to unravel, and it can't be hidden anymore. And that's why they're trying to accelerate their program, because they're behind schedule. So be happy. in our discontent, be happy in our problems, because it's like when you get the flu and you're throwing up, your body's getting the virus out. Your body's emptying out. You're going to get better. That high fever is going to burn through that virus, and we have to go through this, and we're here warning people as the shock troops, saying the stuff nobody will say, because the attack is so big, so evil, so calculated, so over the top, that they know the average wholesome person can't deal with it, can't process it, because it's so over the top and so diabolical. It's my job to be attacked, to be demonized, to be taken out of context, because I know that everything we talk about is going to start unfolding. So much of it already has. 60, 70% already has. And so now the ridicule doesn't work. Now the ridicule is a red badge of honor. It's the mark of courage. It's the blood of victory. How many people that are establishment folks get the word their 10-year-old's got cancer? That'll wake you up real fast. How many cops you think wake up in big cities when they get briefings that veterans and gun owners are the enemy and the feds expect a civil war with gun confiscation? You think that wakes the police up when they get called in and get told that? And then the founding fathers are bad-mouthed in major cities across the country? Now, if we wouldn't have warned them that was coming beforehand, they wouldn't have gotten as freaked out, maybe. But now they know the rest of the agenda attached to it, so now they've got to be prepared for destruction when the establishment tries to take over. Don't think the globalists don't have big computer algorithm diagram actuaries of exactly what your department's made up of and who you stand for and what you're going to do. You've been marked by hardcore criminals for extermination. And we're just here giving you the heads up, because we're all in the same boat together, whether we admit that or not. That if they try to pull that hammer, if they drop that hammer dropping's going to destroy them, because we're not going to be caught flat-footed. We're ready, and we know what's going on. And we've done everything we can in a wholesome way to try to stop this. We have been defending peace by preparing for war, while we have been warning and offensively getting the word out and digging in at the same time. And if the establishment is crazy enough to make a full hot move, their Cold War is failing against the patriots of the world, it'll be a bridge too far. It'll be a touch too much, and it'll be the end of their new world order, dead on arrival. And so we are here affecting the current, near future, and future sociological space, the battle space. And knowing you're under attack is half the battle. And by the way, that's not from G.I. Joe. That's an old army saying that they put in the cartoon. Knowing who the enemy is, knowing where they are, knowing who they are, knowing how they operate is half the battle. The rest of the battle is simply pointing out, we're the good guys, you're the bad guys, fundamentally, at a gut level, everybody knows that. They know evil's rising, they know it's coming after the people, and they've got an army, probably 30% of the public, that are totalitarians, that are selfish, that are weak, that are pathetic, who think it's cool to ban the Bible, who think it's cool to arrest gun owners, who think it's cool to forcibly abort babies, who think it's cool. They think by submitting to the system, they gain power. That's how pathetic they are. Now, coming up, poll, Donald Trump surges 32% support. Bernie Sanders overtakes Hillary Clinton in Iowa. The Pope meeting secretly with John Boehner. Saudi Arabia has 100,000 air-conditioned tents that can house 3 million people sitting empty, yet has taken zero refugees. But nobody's going to criticize them because the Saudi royal house has brown skin. So if they go cause the wars that cause the refugees, that's okay. They don't have to do anything. So that's all going to be coming up as well. We've got MS-13 running around crazy, massive illegal waves coming in there, economy news and more. I've got Donald Trump backpedaling, saying, oh, no, we shouldn't take all of these, quote, migrants. How about I just migrate and come knock on your door? In fact, I'm going to do this with a camera. I'm serious. Make me do it. I know I'm busy, but I want to do it the next few days. And I'm going to go to trendy areas that have Democrat signs in their yards. And I'm going to say, hey, I'm a migrant. I'd like to move into your house, and I'd like a free lunch, and I'd like to have your easy chair. And I'm going to go, get off my porch, man. I'm going to say, but I'm a migrant. I mean, I have a right to. Will you pay for me to have a baby? They're going to laugh at me. But see, that's their attitude, because they're stealing. They're getting government contracts. They're getting welfare. So see, this is a voting bloc that's going to help them get more of the goodies. They want to rob me. But see, they don't want to pay for anything I'm doing. The most selfish people you could ever imagine with their rackets. Now, let's see some of these selfish people. If you're a radio listener, it's powerful. But if you're a TV viewer, it's even more so. Infowars.com/show. Mark Dice, San Diego, packed fall beach. Looks awesome. And he shows everyone he talks to. This is not just finding the idiots. This is shockingly, again, the same number, about 8 out of 10. Saying ban the sale of the Bible in bookstores and on Amazon. Here it is.
Mark Dice here at the beach with a petition asking people to ban the Bible from Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble bookstores to see if these liberal, fascist, anti-First Amendment scum will agree to pulling the Bible from these stores. Excuse me. We're trying to get Amazon.com to pull the Bible. There's a lot of hate speech in there, and I'm just trying to gather the signatures to get them to just remove it from the listing. So to support that, just need you to print birth date signature. We're submitting it to Amazon.com and to Barnes & Noble just to have them remove the Bible from the listing, just to stop hate speech. These Christians don't need to be buying that kind of material these days. Wouldn't you agree?
That's true.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah, we're just going to get Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com just to stop selling that kind of material. I mean, I guess you could still, if you own one, you could still keep it, I guess. We just don't want any new ones being sold.
Right.
Thank you for supporting that. To stop with the hate speech and the homophobia, but we need a few more signatures just to make sure that we can ban the Bible from being sold anymore. People don't need to be buying that kind of book these days, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm not sure where these people get this idea that they think they have the right to buy that kind of material, right?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for supporting that. Appreciate that. Just help us fight homophobia, trying to stop with the anti-homosexual hate speech. We're just trying to get Amazon.com.
Who's doing that?
Well, the Christians in their Bible.
I'll sign it right now.
We're trying to get Amazon.com to pull all sales of the Bible. Just print your name there. Print birth date signature to support Amazon.com pulling the Bible. These people don't need to be purchasing that kind of material these days, wouldn't you agree?
If they want it, they can go get it somewhere else.
Oh, my gosh.
From Amazon. Thank you so much.
All right, you got it right there.
But we need a few more signatures to.
Now, one guy gets mad and almost attacks him. Just a normal response to
a
hardcore fascist.
Bible delisted from Amazon.com and taken away from the shelves in Barnes & Noble and other bookstores, but we still needed a few more signatures to show the American people are on board with that. Wouldn't you agree? It's time to get rid of that kind of material.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Thank you for supporting that. Appreciate that. Trying to get Amazon.com to stop selling homophobic material like the Bible and other things, but need a few more signatures.
These guys got pentagrams on.
That they delist that.
Yeah, I think she gets power out of that.
There. Wouldn't you agree it's time the Bible stop being sold around these outlets? Thank you for supporting that.
No problem.
This petition will help to remove the Bible from Amazon.com.
This is actually 9 out of 10 signing.
Just to help fight for the New World Order. Just to help fight for freedom. Want to help us out here? It's about time we do take these radical measures like this for the New World Order to help move America forward. Delisting the Bible from Amazon and Barnes & Noble bookshelves, too. We're going to get it pulled from there. Thank you for supporting that. Thank you so much. Let's fight hate speech. We're trying to get Amazon.com to ban the sales of the Bible just to help stop the hate speech.
No, no worries.
Well, I'm not sure why these people think they have a right to buy that kind of material these days. Wouldn't you agree?
No.
You know what I'm finding interesting is that the people who don't want to sign it are being way too nice about it. No, no, thank you, not today. They have absolutely no spine. And this is why Christians are getting crushed and have been targeted for termination, because they don't have the spine to stand up for their rights or for their beliefs. You know, we don't need that kind of material being sold at, on Amazon or in stores, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, you can buy it anywhere else.
Somewhere else. Thank you for supporting that ban. We're going to try to get it removed as soon as possible. Thank you.
What?
We're trying to get Amazon.com to pull the Bible to stop selling. Well, just...
What's wrong with that?
You know, a lot of the homosexuals are offended by it, and we just feel that it's maybe time to pull it from Barnes & Noble.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
It is.
You gotta be kidding me.
I am kidding you, actually. We're doing a hidden camera prank.
Yeah, right.
No, we are. Look over here. Check it out.
Stop. You're out here trying to get that stuff. That's crap.
No, we're demonstrating how the people will support that.
Yeah, well, it's a bunch of crap.
No, I don't... Yeah, I'm trying to tell you what we're doing. It's a First Amendment issue. We're showing how people will violate the First Amendment of the Christians because they're so biased and hateful towards Christians. That's why I told you we're doing a hidden camera prank over here. You're absolutely right. I'm pretending to be a radical liberal to see if they'll sign it. And they are. Let's ban that. Let's get that delisted. We're just showing how the liberals are so hypocritical that they'll want to take away the First Amendment of the Christians. So it is ridiculous.
All right.
Thank you very much. That's the kind of reaction I've been expecting.
Great.
You know, thank you for being a normal American.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
And there you go, folks. It's just absolutely mind-blowing that these people are like this. And some of them just do it to be left alone. Others agree, oh, yeah, let's restrict that. Let's ban that. And of course, that's nothing compared to the other videos where they say, put us in forced labor camps, put conservatives and Christians in camps. As long as you say, for Obama. These are cult members. And I know I keep hammering that. It's really hit me lately. And I get mad at them now. I went to the hike and bike trail yesterday morning, and I saw a lady getting in her car that said, I love Obamacare. And my phone was dead because I hadn't been charging it, or I would have videotaped this. I was about to go up and meet Buckley. We'll also shoot a Facebook mentions right before I go hiking or jogging, depending on which I do. And I said to her, I said, hey, have you gone under Obamacare yet? And she just wouldn't even talk to me. I said, well, you got a bumper sticker. I'm asking you a question. And I said, let me guess, you're a state employee or a federal employee, and it's all handled by that. You don't even know, do you? And then I looked into the window of her car, and I went, oh, yeah, look right there. You got a state employee, state of Texas deal hanging around your mirror. She's like, whatever, just got in her car. I mean, she doesn't even know what she signed on to. She doesn't even live in the real world, written by foreign insurance companies whose profits are out the roof right now, fraudulently, massively increasing premiums. My insurance has more than doubled. My parents, who haven't had a claim in decades, who have full coverage for catastrophic events, who pay their regular doctor bills, saw it double the first year, and then now it's almost doubled again. And then I tried to go renegotiate and get new insurance, and they go, sorry, you have to wait till September. So it's now September. That's when open enrollment happens, so I can try to go find something cheaper. I mean, I used to just call up whoever I wanted and get rates, and no, it's all gone now. Thanks a lot for screwing everyone over. And then Gruber sits there and laughs and says how dumb we are and how it is a big screw job. Ha, 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 ha. And you people stick stickers on your car about what a great deal it is. You people are part of a schmuck cult, a idiot cult, where you celebrate being used, where you celebrate being morons, where you celebrate being screwed, where you celebrate being fooled, and dragging all the rest of us along with you to hell. And I'm so sick of all your labels. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I oppose tyranny. I oppose monopolies. I oppose not having choice. And you people are a joke. Now, I haven't gotten to very powerful video up on Infowars.com. Abortion survivor gives powerful testimony before Congress. In fact, can we tweet that out from the Infowars link? I want to send that out to everybody so they can see that. We're going to play that next hour. Congress starts the Planned Parenthood hearings. I hope it's on a whitewash, but victory's ours. Don't worry. I'm going to talk about how we're going to win. This is just the beginning. They'll try to whitewash this. There'll be more infiltrations. There'll be more Veritas-style infiltrations by other groups, by us, you name it. No one's stopping. And all the great anonymous patriots that are tired out there are now moving against the enemy. We're beyond the cell structure of a resistance. We don't even have cells. We have hearts, and we're directed by providence and by a love of the innocents, and our people are everywhere, and we will never stop, and we will never forget your crimes, and our numbers are growing, and we are in every organization, every system. We are watching you. We are going to expose you. We are now moving against you on every front. That's coming up. The fall of Hillary becomes more imminent. I'll admit I'm licking my chops, not out of some personal vendetta, but the fall of the Clintons will have a chain reaction. I'm going to talk about that. It's all coming up. The secret meeting. Notice Boehner and Pope to meet privately. No, that's to meet secretly with another head of state who wants to open our borders and have carbon taxes to meet secretly with the traitor Boehner. So the Pope's going to meet privately with Boehner. It is truly sickening. That's all coming up. Briefly, if you want to help fund this operation, we're not funded by taking your tax money or the IRS at gunpoint, giving it to the Democrats or all the rest of it. We're funded by hardcore products we believe in and use, whether it's mini cook stoves, high-quality water filtration, discount with promo code WATER 10%, the Hillary for Prison shirts that are so popular that Ted Nugent said he loved yesterday. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And I got good news. BrainForce, after being sold out for about 3 weeks, is back in. It's natural energy tablets that have the two things that are prescription in Europe that just have the chemicals your brain needs to have natural, normal energy. You've heard the rave reviews. You've read the reviews. InfoWarsLife.com. BrainForce is back. BrainForce is back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. We are about to sell out of Liver Shield, the part of the liver cleanse package. Limited supply of that came in if you want that. The deep cleanse for the entire body that's so amazing is back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, X2, the proprietary Nation Iodine, the Super Game Changer, the Good Halogen. Read all the reviews and more. Knockout, the incredible sleep aid that fuses 9 ingredients together. It's back. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We're teleprompter free. We know we're under attack. We're on fire. We've only begun. Nothing's going to stop us. Today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was thinking during that 70-second break as we ended the last hour why I'm so crazed. I'm sitting on a dock bass fishing. I'm like a sweet old man. I'm out barbecuing with the family. I'm a cupcake. But when I read about how they put fluoride in the water to brain damage us and create cancer and lower fertility in their own documents, when I sit here and realize they're funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda to run around murdering Christians everywhere and make them pay Islam taxes, there's not one word out of the stinking controlled left media that dreams of having their daughters sexually mutilated by jihadis. Literally, they have a fetish for it. It's cuckolding. They don't like the real liberal culture of the West that gave them the right to run around and do all this stuff. They just want to destroy it. Like mount its head on the wall, even though it's their head. It's a payback. What's the Egyptian legend of the one demigod that goes after his father because he thinks he's doing evil until he finally gets in the position of power and then realizes that The end justifies the means. It's all just fraudulent thought processes. But I take ownership and empathize with all the innocents being murdered by the globalists and all the crises they're creating. And I want to do something about it, not just look at the end result that they'll show us and then say, give us more power. I look at how they engineered it, and then at a fundamental cellular level, I get upset about it. And I know you resonate as well. This is setting brush fires in the minds of men, to quote Thomas Jefferson. Finland to raise taxes on the wealthy, even though they already have like an 80%+ tax, to cover refugee costs. Please print that little jewel for me. That's a little bit less intrusive than Sweden saying they're going to make people house the jihadis in your house. And they're telling German women don't wear short skirts anymore. Oh, man, I tell you. You talk about a death wish. But see, the criminals that run Europe that have hijacked it can get away with this. They can get away with anything. So it's not just a fetish to smear garbage all over Europe. I got stacks of articles of women being pulled out of cars, raped, children being raped. They're like, well, that's part of the radical Islamic culture, to rape your daughter. You see, they're kicking out of their countries their poorest, their most criminal, their most degenerate, their most mentally ill. And a bunch of 18-year-old, 20-year-old troublemaker crooks and ISIS people that folks don't want in their countries anymore. We have them posting on their Facebook. I'm here. I'm in Berlin. Look at me. I'm a jihadi. I fought. I cut a bunch of Christians' heads off. Come hang out with me, ladies. And a lot of the German women tune into trendy TV and stuff and go, absolutely. And that's the cool thing, is to get, you know, beat up by a gangbanger, or, you know, have his name tattooed all over him. And or the next best thing is to be, you know, slapped around and put in a slave pit by a radical jihadi. I mean, they got all these women, teenagers all over the world, getting on airplanes and flooding to go be in dirt shacks and raped by over 100 men. Then, of course, they're begging for mommy and daddy after, but that doesn't happen. You just get taken out in the field and shot in the back of the head. But it's so liberal, Gloria Steinem loves it, and so is Rachel Maddow. Hey, Rachel Maddow, why don't you go over there and hang out with your little jihadi pals that little CIA Anderson Cooper promoted in the last 4 years as the Arab Spring, run by the filthy White House? They just want to commit so many crimes openly and move the Overton window of learned helplessness and mass Stockholm syndrome to a new normalcy bias that accepts anything these evil, sick freaks want to carry out. And you notice I've turned my rhetoric way up, because I'm not going to mince words anymore. These people are unmitigated evil. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been around them. They want to hurt you and your family. You understand that? I mean, they are conquering us. And you know what? They are our rulers.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you are faced with scientifically crafted evil, when you are faced with social engineering, you cannot defeat it by arguing within its paradigm. You must transcend its paradigm and expose the fact that it's an artificial construct. It'd be like if they raised a baby. Some of the fathers of modern psychology did things like this. They would do it inside a box, their own children, to torture them and to test mind control. But imagine a baby growing up in an artificial house that was TV screens on the walls, that was an artificial reality with basically a robot that instructed the child and fed it. That person wouldn't know what planet they were on after 18 years inside that box. You could make them believe that they were a squid creature from Pluto. And basically, by increment, by successive approximation, by gradualism, We're being inserted into a giant panopticonic system that I call a proto-matrix. And I talked about a American Federation of Science report document that was declassified in 2000, reclassified in 2001. I put excerpts of it in my book, The Road to Tyranny. The film was Road to Tyranny. The book is Descent into Tyranny. Where they talked about ending human consciousness basically as we know it and having us hook up to machines and living inside stasis pods, similar to what you'd use in space travel for suspended animation, to end all war and to have the biosphere funded off of our own heat. And that we would be fed intravenously by factories basically run by robots. And you go, wait, I've seen that before. It's called The Matrix that came out like in 1998, 1999. Now, I'm not saying they'll ever get us to that point. And that was just DARPA back in the 70s theorizing about a perfect world. These are mad scientists. And again, they've crossed humans with animals, animals with insects. They have thousands of crops that are pharmacological, where corn can produce any chemical or biological agent they want. I mean, we're in Prometheus. We have the fire of the gods. But the future is not evenly distributed. And so while we're thinking the number one issue is Caitlyn Jenner, I mean, could it at least be a good-looking tranny? I mean, you know, it is the most ridiculous garbage you could ever imagine. But if they can make us make that the national consciousness, we're not going to notice that half our neighbors have got cancer. We're not going to notice that Planned Parenthood is selling baby body parts and groups connected with it have been caught keeping babies alive and then harvesting them. And then the conscience is so seared and people are so selfish. They're like, I don't care, as if you get ahead by not caring. The good news is, even if these hearings coming up in Congress doesn't defund it, the states are defunding Planned Parenthood. It's being exposed for what it is. The whole Margaret Sanger narrative is coming out. A lot of the left is waking up and really looking at their roots and understanding what's really happened. And there'll be more infiltrations, if not by this group, others. And as the type of investigative, hardcore journalism takes root that we've engaged in, that Veritas Project is engaged in, and others have engaged in, it will be the beginning of the end of these people. And the polls show it. Roe v. Wade, blob of tissue, 65 to 70% were for abortion in 1974, the year after Roe v. Wade. Now it's upwards of 70% are against abortion. The numbers have flipped. Again, we're gaining ground. But you have to see the horror of the little baby fighting for its life, about to be chopped up, about to be dissected. Is it okay because it's Planned Parenthood? What if it was Jeffrey Dahmer doing it? Then would it be bad? What if it was a big green spider sucking a baby dry? Then it'd be horrific, wouldn't it? It'd be a horror movie. But because it's our own people doing it, oh, it's okay. See, because they've made it all about women's rights. Just like it broke a year and a half ago that the vets are on a don't treat list and are having care rationed by a IBM computer called Thomas Watson, the guy that ran the Third Reich's extermination program from New York City, who received the highest award in Germany that no one else but him got. Because Hitler was a project of the elites in this country. And they set Hitler up. Hitler was not good, by the way. But it's beyond what they tell you. Roosevelt wouldn't take the Jews because the liberal Jewish groups in New York City said they hadn't paid a ransom to them to get out. And I've had Dr. Pachinik on, who was a Jew who lost family in Europe when they fled to Cuba. They fled to Cuba on a boat right after he was born because New York City wouldn't take him because the Jews said, you didn't pay up. Oh, is it anti-Semitic that I don't want to kill Jews? I guess it is, isn't it? If I was a real Nazi collaborator, then it would be okay if I was George Soros or Arnold Schwarzenegger that wears Nazi uniforms and says he wants to be Hitler. That's okay. But if I point out that the evil, corrupt people like George Soros, who was involved then, but people above him, robbed the Jews and sucked off the Jews and told them, you either pay a ransom or you go to Israel. And then when they said, okay, we'll go to Israel, they said, still, you're going to pay a ransom. The average ransom calculates out to $1 million today. And all the poor Jews or the middle class Jews that didn't have it, they got sent to be murdered. And then the very Jews that helped murder them sit around and create a Holocaust narrative and project it on as guilt onto the American people as the national narrative, as if we were involved in it, as if the average American that fought Hitler or whose grandfathers fought Hitler was bad. So we have to let that same Jewish mafia that helped kill the Jews with Hitler engage in all these criminal activities, or we're anti-Semitic. I say, feel your hand, Nazi-loving scum, and go straight to hell where you came from. You're opportunistic criminals. You're not Jews. You're an organized crime syndicate. ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, all of you groups. No more holding back, folks. No more holding back. My family fought the Nazis. You helped them. You won't go after real Nazis. You protect them. You're scum. You're filth. You're criminals. Now let's go to the good news here. Congress starts Planned Parenthood hearings. Here it is.
Recently, the nation's attention has been drawn to a series of undercover videos recorded by members of a group called the Center for Medical Progress. These videos contain discussions with representatives of the abortion-providing organization Planned Parenthood regarding the exchange of money for the body parts of unborn children to be used in research.
I'm here today to share my story to not only highlight the horror of abortion taking place at Planned Parenthood, but to give a voice to other survivors like me, and most importantly, to give a name, a face, and a voice to the hundreds of thousands of children who will have their lives ended by Planned Parenthood this year alone.
Planned Parenthood has been a specific target of many of these types of attacks, and just since the year 2000, they've been the target of 9 similar smear campaigns using hidden videos or other recordings full of innuendo and false claims. Every single time, these allegations have been thoroughly investigated and debunked.
I loved Ricky Nelson and Ozzy, but their history, it's gone. It's a new America. And this hearing is about eliminating and overruling Roe v. Wade. I say, fund Planned Parenthood. It doesn't deliver abortions with federal funds. This hearing is about abortion, and I support Roe v. Wade.
Another lie from Mr. Cohen. Planned Parenthood's on record getting federal funds for abortion. Travis County, where this broadcast comes to you from, is the only county in Texas that takes taxpayer money and pays for women's abortions. That upset me so much, I moved to Hays County when they did it. But that's how evil these people are. They will sit there and lie straight to your face. And all they are, whether they be black, white, German, Jewish, Chinese, Mexican, is an evil group of people working together through fraud against the rest of us. And it's time to expose what's happening and not be cowardly and really be retrospective and ask which side we want to be on. Now, coming up after the break, abortion survivor gives powerful testimony before Congress. Gina Jessen, we're going to play part of that when we return straight ahead. But if I'm being particularly nasty today, it's because what the New World Order is doing is nasty. And we don't have any hope of countering what's happening with the globalists if we don't expose exactly what's going on and exactly what's happening. Now, when is the ADL going to attack George Soros and Arnold Schwarzenegger? Because those people are real evil. Coming up, Finland to raise taxes on the wealthy to cover refugee costs. Reuters, Gruber's being paid off for his lies. College students nationwide assigned public finance textbook that cost over $100, written by Jonathan Gruber. So, millions of people got to buy a textbook written by a guy that teaches you how to lie to the gullible, stupid American people, the ones they couldn't chop up when they were little kids. So funny how dumb everyone is to be preyed on by a nice liberal. Maybe the new textbook teaches us 2 plus 2 equals 5 if Gruber says so, because he controls reality. But let's go to this video. Gianna Jessen, one of many people that was dug out of a trash can. It's a 6-minute, 55-minute testimony to Congress. We're going to play some of this right now. The rest of it later. The video is on Infowars.com. Here it is.
Good morning. My name is Gianna Jessen, and I would like to thank you so much for the opportunity to testify here today. My biological mother was 7.5 months pregnant when she went to a Planned Parenthood and was advised, and they advised her to have a late-term saline abortion. This method of abortion burns the baby inside and out, blinding and suffocating the child, who is then born dead, usually within 24 hours. And there should be a photo there. Yes, this is what I survived. Instead of dying, after 18 hours of being burned in my mother's womb, I was delivered alive in an abortion clinic in Los Angeles on April the 6th, 1977. You can see a photo as well of my medical records. My medical records state, born alive during saline abortion, 6 a.m.
Yeah, now they just kill you, even though it's illegal.
Thankfully, the abortionist was not at work yet. Had he been there, he would have ended my life with strangulation, suffocation, or leaving me there to die. Instead, a nurse called an ambulance.
What an extremist.
And I was rushed to a hospital. Doctors did not expect me to live. I did.
Good pause. Now, and back it up 10 seconds. Now, if you're a preemie, they give you the full vaccine battery, and the nurses say it's killing the babies, and they go, hospital orders, prime directive, Thomas Watson computer. That's in the news. That's who now most big bioethics boards are no longer men and women. They don't want to actually do the killing. So the machine says administer shots. They get the, and then the women battle, mainly women nurses, with the respirators, with the defibrillators, and they give the injections. The babies start dying. They go into full battle mode to keep them alive, but they follow their orders. Yes, sir, prepare injections. Murder, 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 murder. And then they put the respirators on them. I mean, it's just such a sick joke. Ha ha, they're murdering everyone, and they love it. The public loves it. Oh, take all your shots. All you that serve the system, just keep believing in it. They're going to saw your legs off with diabetes. They're going to kill you with fluoride. They're going to murder you. People say, man, why are you so hardcore? Because it's true. Because I see it. I accept the evil and then resist it. I accept it's happening. I don't accept it itself. I say no, but I accept reality. By the way, it's illegal to kill a baby once they're born, but they'd still do it. Let's continue with her testimony.
My life was strangulation, suffocation, or leaving me there to die.
Liberalation.
Instead, a nurse called an ambulance.
Oh, terrorist.
And I was rushed to a hospital. Doctors did not expect me to live.
Yeah, now she'd be killed by vaccine. Or loved.
I was later diagnosed with cerebral palsy, which was caused by a lack of oxygen to my brain while surviving an abortion. I was never supposed to hold up my head or walk. I do.
Oh, how dare you.
And cerebral palsy, ladies and gentlemen, is a tremendous gift to me. I was eventually placed in foster care and later adopted. And hear me clearly, I forgive my biological mother.
Oh, how horrible.
Within the first year after my birth, I was used as an expert witness in a case where an abortionist had been caught strangling a child to death after being born alive.
Had been caught loving them.
Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, said the following. The most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it.
You will die.
Planned Parenthood is not ashamed of what they have done or continue to do. But we will have to give an account as a nation before God for our apathy and for the murder of over 50 million children in the womb.
The sacrifice, you mean?
Every time we falter in courage as individuals and fail to confront this evil, I wonder how many lives have been lost in our silence.
We'll be back.
While we make sure we are...
We're going to play more of this later when we come back. We have a special guest joining us with some key intel. And then all the news I've been mentioning I'm going to get to. But the truth is, this is like therapy for me to be in all this satire because this really upsets me. And I know it upsets you as well. We're going to stop these people. Stay with us.
We're
humanity is rising.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You notice just more and more of the over-the-top horrific stuff's coming out, and then people wake up, they say no, and then the evil stops or gets reduced. That's why the corrupt always say, stop being negative, stop being gloom and doom, stop talking about unseemly things that are happening. Pro-lifers, don't go stand in front of abortuaries with images of chopped up babies. It's mean. Oh, really? No, it's exposing what you're doing. It's beating you. So you know what? I'm not going to listen to your advice. Oh, politically be nice. Politically be milquetoast. Follow talking points. That's how you get ahead. No, that's how you beat us in fake debates. Scum. And I'm talking to the establishment. So... Alice Cooper's got a song, No More Mr. Nice Guy, No More Mr. Clean. So, coming up, Saudi Arabia has 100,000 air-conditioned tents that can house 3 million people already set up, sitting empty, yet has taken zero refugees, while they lobby through Al Jazeera TV, I saw this last night monitoring it, that the West should do more for the millions, 800,000 this year, that have shown up in Germany. 800,000 in a country of 75 million that's already like a third, you know, third world or more. Just showing up and carjacking and robbing and raping and filled with weird socialist wealth redistribution ideology that fits in perfectly with the socialist and communist parties to totally take over. And that ties in with Finland to raise taxes on the wealthy to cover refugee cost. That's Yahoo News Reuters. Oh, my goodness. And then there's other corporate welfare, universities, make finance students nationwide by Jonathan Gruber's textbook. That's the guy that said the public's dumb. Thank God. Yeah, Obamacare doubles or triple cost. But we had to hide that, so I figured out the plan to lie, and Obama adopted it. 2 + 2 = 5. Again, it's just the cold-hearted evil of these people. After we cover that, the really big news, 1 year. 6,700 airstrikes and $4 billion after Obama vowed to destroy ISIS, jihadists still on the offensive taking over. And that dovetails with 50 spies go public, Steve Watson article, and say we're basically protecting ISIS. and were forced to put out fake intelligence reports. It is bold, man, for our own government to fund ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and now they admit they're streaming into Europe with the refugees, many of which are victims of their own evil. And I feel for some of the refugees, but politically they're being used as a weapon. The globalists are doing this on purpose. We're going to go to our guest, Steve Wetzel, here in just a moment, who I asked to come on the show. I've been in talks with these folks. We're going to spend about 10 minutes on this, then get back into the news. I've been in talks. Well, they've been a sponsor for 4 years, three, 4 years. But I've been in talks for 2 years to do this. And finally, we got it all done. I'll be honest with you. I went out and talked to some of the other top providers, and they just couldn't provide something as good, as low a cost, that was as high quality. Because I believe in treating people like I want to be treated, the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And plus free market. If I sold cars, I want to be a really good brand of car that didn't have a lot of problems, so you were happy and came back in 4 years, bought another car from me. And finally, when the storable foods market exploded again a few months ago with the meltdown accelerating with China, with the situation in Europe, with the refugee crisis, with governments hoarding food, I called up My Patriot Supply and I said, you know, we talked for the last 2 years of you being sponsors for three about putting out InfoWars Select, which is your full spectrum of foods, but packaged with our labeling. And then giving us the lowest price you offer anybody. And by the way, they gave us a price so low, if we chose, because we don't make a huge profit on it, but I think we'll just sell more, make a bigger profit and fund our operation. That's how capitalism works. That it's even lower than their prices at My Patriot Supply, who are sponsors. We sell their full spectrum. You can see it at InfoWarsStore.com. We left the My Patriot stuff up there because it's excellent. It's only a little bit more than InfoWars Select that is in the same patented tote. I mean, you know, at Walmart or Target, just the containers almost cost as much as this stuff does with the food. But they buy them in mass, so they're very inexpensive. And I want to go over in this segment why it's so good and why people should get prepared. But basically, it's drop shipped right from their factory. It is the same size meals, just a little bit less in cost. No one can match this. No one can come close to this. Believe me, I was in talks with three different major food manufacturers that have good names, and they would not go to the level that My Patriot Supply has. And I'll be honest with you, they're great folks. I twisted their arm for 2 years to do this. So I drive a hard bargain. They're great folks, and I'm passing the savings on to you. They already have some of the best prices out there, the highest quality food. It's why I chose them. We can sell 50 different companies' water filters, make more money, dominate the market. I only sell four different brands because they're the best and they're affordable at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, we have been able to find like something like 10 different really good non-GMO, non-hybrid heirloom seed companies. So we have the InfoWars Seed Center with one of the largest selections, lowest prices out there. I have to sign contracts not to go any lower. We are free market all the way. So Steve Wetzel joins us. He is the chief financial officer of My Patriot Supply. In just 5 years, they've grown to dominate the market, be one of the biggest companies out there because they sell stuff at high quality at low prices. And now we have InfoWars Select powered by My Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com. You can call us, ask any questions you've got. The great part about this is they don't make the food months after or buy some old food and sell it to you months after and make you wait. They have their own factories, their own facilities in Utah and other states, and they ship it right to you. We're talking about in a week. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 2 week supplies, 4 week supplies, 3 month supplies, 6 month supplies, 1 year supplies, fruit and veggie snack mix. It's all there. And you know, I was talking to Steve, or my crew was, and I said, send over talking points of why you think people should have storable foods. And it's exactly what I think. I personally just used the storable foods after a few years, even though it lasts 10 or more years, or I give it to charity and people really like it because I always have enough for myself, my family, and my neighbors. So I'm about to make more purchases myself and rotate out the three-year-old food I've got. I rotate food out every 3 years. It's just an insurance policy I can eat. It's also great when you go camping. This is the highest quality. Steve, you've got these points here. The need for preparedness, the upcoming storm, it's already here, whether it's economic, political, or natural driven.
Yes.
Let's go over it all here with what's happening. Texas wants its gold back, all the things that are happening. You heard, but first off, thank you for giving us such a great offer and partnering with InfoWars to bring folks InfoWars Select. Am I hyping it that this is the lowest ever that you've gone?
This is, yes, the lowest we've ever gone. And basically, we really wanted to make a good impression to, you know, your customers and give everybody a chance to really try our products.
Well, they're amazing. And I mean, I was just honest. I went around because I would like to have four or five sponsors, and you guys just have the best food at the lowest price. So that's why we have one company. That's My Patriot Supply. How do you guys have such quality and still have the lowest prices? I guess you just have smaller profit margins.
We do. It's for us, we actually live, eat, and breathe preparedness. So really, this is just a bunch of people who are really into preparedness, who are trying to share this preparedness movement with people. As for our food, it all begins with our ingredients. We just don't settle for any ingredients. We actually go out and we analyze these things. We truly want to have 25-year shelf life food. And, you know, some people may cut corners. You're not going to get that with My Patriot Supply. We really want this to be available to people when they need it. When that time strikes, they need to know that they can rely upon our food and our products.
Well, the packaging alone is the best in the industry, and that's why you've gone from being small in 5 years to dominating. Let's go through the quality of the food and what folks will find at InfoWarsSelect.com. That URL will take you directly to the InfoWars store subpage and pages that have the full spectrum, the full layout of the same foods you can get at My Patriot Supply that are excellent as well, just at a little bit lower price and support the InfoWar as well. Talk about some of the quality of the food, and then let's get into why you think people should be getting prepared now. I mean, I know when I called you guys a few months ago, I said, let me guess, your sponsors, I bet you guys are having trouble at your factories keeping supply. You go, yeah, it's exploded. I mean, because people can see what we're warning about starting to come true. I hope people don't need this food, but this is a no-brainer to not be dependent on the system. People must have storable food.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, it begins with our ingredients. So one thing for sure, we have no MSG. We have no autolyzed yeast extract. We want our food to taste just as good in 25 years as it will now. So we have the best packaging in the industry. Not all Mylar is created equal. So we provide a true military-grade barrier against light, oxygen, moisture. And you could see the totes that this food's packaged in. It's made to be either stored underneath a bed or stacked in a closet. You can throw it in the back of your vehicle. It's made for somebody to carry along with them. Now, you're saying, you know, why do people need to prepare now? Well, one of the things that I can tell you is I know people are preparing now. I mean, our food is going out as soon as it is produced on our production line, literally, it is going out that fast. I think the global climate now with what they're seeing politically, economically, people feel this need to be prepared, whether or not they want to call themselves preppers or whether they feel that they're in a preparedness movement. A lot of people are waking up to the fact that something is happening. And I could just tell you from our sales, we cannot keep enough food stored. I mean, we're literally producing it and getting it out to people. And there is so much of an awakening going on right now that other food manufacturers, other people that are in food storage have contacted My Patriot Supply to ask if we could help package some of this for them to get it out to the people. But right now, I assure you, our priority is for your show, Alex, your website, InfoWarsSelect.com. and for our own customers with MyPatriotSupply.com.
Absolutely. And when you back off at this and look at it from the big picture, there's a lot of aggressive advertising out there, people claiming this, people claiming that, but we've done the deep research on this. You guys really are the best deal out there, the quickest delivery, manufacturing your own food, keeping the standards the highest is what I choose for my family, and you're patriots. You're not fly-by-night groups. You're not Johnny-come-latelys. You're here for the long haul. And I just, I'm not going to bash some of the other groups or some other great groups out there. There's some other really high-quality groups. They just cost a lot more when you're similar food for a lot less. So you can get stuff as good out there. It's just going to cost you twice as much or three times as much. But I've, you know, tested out the stuff you get at the Urban, you know, Outfitters and, you know, REI and the rest of it versus what you've got. And it, yours is just as good or better for a third or half the price, depending on what the product is. But your protein pack specials, all of it is just essential. And I know you don't want to get into your customers, but I happen to know the inside baseball industry-wide. Government, police departments, corporations, rich people are hoarding food now. I hope we don't go into a major depression. But I think the smartest move for people that can afford it is to have a two-year food supply. But if you don't have a three-month food supply for your whole family, folks, I believe you are being recklessly negligent. It's so affordable at InfoWarsSelect.com. And the little bit of profit we make helps fund this operation. We're about to launch the TV network, so much more. I only have a sponsor on the show maybe once a month to help promote things. We don't have an infomercial format, but this is also a public service announcement. If you don't have your preparedness straight, you're crazy. I mean, look at the stock market. Look at Texas wanting its gold back. Talk about that, Steve.
Well, this is just an example of how people in general are really not trusting what's going on with the federal government. I'm not saying that everybody is bad and everything is wrong, but people are starting to wake up and realize that they have to start taking responsibility for themselves. So if we look at like a state like Texas, I admire what they're doing. It's a group of people in that state that are thinking, hey, you know, we need to join together and be prepared for what's going on. They can see what direction the federal government is going. And I think a lot of people would agree that the states elected to have a federal government. It wasn't the federal government electing to have states. So, you know, where does all of this lead us? It leads us to the fact that the individual person needs to be prepared, needs to take responsibility and take care of him or herself to be empowered. You know, having this food is just one part of that. You know, the naysayers will say something like the state of Texas will want to secede from the nation. It's not about that. You know, people should be.
It's about we can't trust the private Federal Reserve to hold the gold. It turns out most of it's covered with tungsten. I heard that 15 years ago as a rumor. It was confirmed last year. I mean, the whole thing is a paper tiger. It's coming down. If not this year, next year, the next, I don't know. It's just the whole thing is like building a house on top of an active volcano. It's insane. Steve, I want to start checking in with you once a month. I also want to get you on the nightly news or some of your, you also have another news spokesman that's aware of some of the trends that's happening out there. Thank you for helping us bring your super high-quality food, private labeled, directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Customers, InfoWarsSelect.com to find the My Patriot Supply food. We also are selling your food, the exact same food, right next to it at InfoWarsStore.com. Great job. Thank you so much for giving us and our listeners such a great deal, Steve. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Folks, it's InfoWarsSelect.com. People keep calling me, hey, where do I get storable food? Who's the best? We have a sponsor. They're great. Now they private label for us. It's the best deal they've ever offered. InfoWarsStore.com. Broadcasting worldwide, live from the InfoWars.com news centers in Austin, Texas, where we're trying to break through people's trance through their brainwashing. And And if people don't get prepared mentally, physically, economically, it's just crazy. And it doesn't mean having storable foods or a garden is going to save the world, but that attitude is. Now, I want to open the phones up in the next hour and cover a ton of news. The toll-free number to join us on any of the issues, any of the items I've raised, you're welcome to call in. I'd love to hear from you. Agree, disagree, whatever the case may be. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. How arrogant is it, though, of political correctness, and how buffaloed is the West to say you're going to accept millions of people into your country and you got to pay for them, but Saudi Arabia won't take one refugee and neither will any of the other Arab states? It's just a joke. I'm going to break that down at the start of the next hour because it's so important. On the 15th anniversary of 9/11, can you believe it's been that long? Is it the 14th or the 15th? I'm having one of those mental snafus. Yeah, it's the 15th anniversary of that attack. Are we safer now than we were then? No, our government is running ISIS and Al-Qaeda and protecting them, and that's in the news. And the former head of Defense Intelligence, in fact, cue that back up for next hour, went public. And then another top general went public and said, we are protecting them. We helped fund them, and I followed orders. And the intelligence is being covered up. Well, now 50 spies have gone public and blown the whistle on the eve of 9/11, on the anniversary, and said that they put out the proper intelligence of what ISIS was doing from the beginning, and that it's covered up, and that fake intelligence is created above them, which is a fraud, which is a criminal act in every sense of the meaning. And then we have a lot of these refugees that are criminals, that are military-age men, that turn out to be ISIS, coming into the West, and the answer is, in Germany, don't wear short skirts. You've got to comply with the visitors, with the precious migrants that show up and say, give us everything free. And then Donald Trump, who'd come out, we're going to play this clip, and said a few days ago, hey, we got to take them. Merkel's doing a great job. We got to bring these people into America. Nobody else will. Trying to be politically correct. He's now backpedaled. Let's play this clip. Here he is with Sean Hannity.
Well, it's a serious problem. We haven't seen anything like it since the Second World War, and it's getting worse and worse. And I was actually impressed in one way, but surprised that Merkel in Germany allowed this to happen, because they're really flowing through all over Europe. And if you notice, Russia's not taking, and China's not taking, and the Gulf states, whether you look at Saudi Arabia or Qatar or any of them, they're taking none. But some of them are, and some of them are actually being very generous. It just really, I wonder, you know, where all these people are coming from exactly, and what are they representing? Because do you have people from ISIS in that group? You know, there's a lot of security risk with it, but something has to be done. It's an unbelievable humanitarian problem.
Israel's not taking any.
Something must be done. Something must be done. Now, when we come back, we're going to launch the phone system, and we're going to start taking your phone calls at 800-259-9231. And I'm going to get into all the economic news, all the Hillary news. Her fall is becoming more assured by the moment. John Boehner meeting secretly with the communist leader of the world, the Pope, and more. That's all in the third hour.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We played the original clip earlier, if you just joined us, of Trump saying we got to bring the illegals in because it's our job to pay for everybody. Here's the new clip with Hannity, with him backing off of that. And I mean, the big problem is, how do you flip-flop from we can't take all these people, there's a lot of criminals from around the world trying to get here, which is true, to now we got to take all these people when really it's the jails and the criminals and the welfare heads that the Middle East is dumping out and won't take any of them back in. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Trump backpedaling.
Look, from a humanitarian standpoint, I'd love to help, but we have our own problems. We have so many problems that we have to solve. Mm-hmm. You have over there the Gulf states, tremendously wealthy. You have five groups of people, six groups. They're not taking anybody. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain, these are tremendously wealthy and powerful from the standpoint of money. They're not taking anybody.
Right.
Russia's not taking. Nobody's taking. We're supposed to take. We have to straighten out our own problems. You have millions of people potentially. And if Obama would have gone across the line that he drew, the artificial line in the sand that he drew, you wouldn't have this problem in the first place.
So there you go. There you go. That is him now starting to basically backtrack. Obama said the line was chemical weapons that ISIS / Al-Qaeda used. The line was our government and the neocons and John McCain, the Republican leadership that you love so much, Donald Trump. The line was putting ISIS in control to begin with and now defending him and protecting him. And we're going to cover that after we take some phone calls. This is a short segment. Let's get one call in now. Steven in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Yeah, I just wanted to say as far as my mind just blanked out.
No, that happens to me sometimes, too.
Right. Okay, here's the thing. With everything that's going on that you cover so, you know, accurately, I am really frustrated as a Christian. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I've been saved for over 36 years. And I am so frustrated because the people that should be the most awake and the most aware, and I have to say this, seem to be the most brainwashed and zombified, and that's the Christians.
Well, that's because the World Council of Churches and National Council of Churches and 501c3 turned them into government organs where government think tanks and private groups think tanks write the theology for all the major denominations. The Pope basically is like the world communist leader now. And I heard Christians calling into a local talk show yesterday. I was listening to the news. And they were like, follow Romans 13. Do what they say. Preachers should marry gay people. The Bible doesn't say anything against it. Blah, blah, blah. Well, it does. But regardless, they were saying that woman should be in jail. Doesn't matter. Christians do what they're told. That's a giant Romans 13 pacifier. When all Paul did was say no to the government and ended up being killed for it with the rest of the disciples. I mean, was there any disciple that didn't get killed for not following the state's orders? This is inverted reality with stupid fake Christians sitting in there loving all of this, okay? So you could tell the average Methodist or even the average Baptist now to come to Sunday school, the government legalized roasting aborted fetuses, and they would eat barbecue baby. And I'm not joking. They'd say, the state ordered me to eat barbecue baby. I'm going to do it. There's nothing they won't do. So you made a great point. That's because these aren't churches. These are 501c3 government whorehouses. Anything else, Stephen?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think the major factor in why so many Christians are so out of it and don't want to believe what's going on because they believe in this fake pre-trib rapture theory, as I call it.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Absolutely. Yeah, a total cop-out, a reset button, like it's the edge of tomorrow. There is no reset. I've read the Bible. A five-year-old could understand it. You go through the tribulation, cowards.
Hey, I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment after I start going to your calls, I'm going to go back to calls. Hungary to declare a state of emergency over immigration crisis. You mean the invasion or the migration? Hi, neighbor. I'm moving into your house. I'm migrating into your home. Hey, your wife's pretty good looking. I'm going to migrate into your bed. I like your bank account. Can I migrate into it? Because Europe says you're going to house the illegals. You're going to pay for it. But no precious Arab state will take it. And then we have the precious little migrants with a liberal trendy. They're giving them donations of food and money from an aid group, and they just steal the entire bag. Wait till you get mugged by your precious gods. So that's all coming up. French security detects ISIS terrorist in refugee camp. That's all coming up. I want to look at the imminent fall of Hillary. It's certainly ripe for it. Just three, four weeks ago, we weren't sure, but it appeared possible. But Steve, and then we'll go to Jared, Kevin, Roger, Allen, and others. Steve, if you just joined us, got cut off by the break, and he brought up a really good point. He believes it's the post-tribulation or pre-tribulation rapture, that's before Christ comes back, that is the ultimate reason Christians aren't politically involved anymore. And in 1776, the war against the corrupt British crown, an empire never defeated by Spain or France or anybody else, not Russia, not the Dutch, no one. England win wars, you know, 2-1. Well, they were outnumbered 2-1. Never defeated, but defeated by a very small force led by the Black Brigades. Because in those days, all the priests, whether they be Presbyterian or Methodist or Baptist or Catholic, wore black. Many of them wore white collars. That was the uniform. And it was the Black Brigade that really was the heart. And so around that time, you can go back to after the war, the British and others began to fund a movement to put out the idea through different Masonic channels, and I'm not bashing Masons, but that's the channels they use. You can look this up. Through really Baptist groups to promote a pre-tribulation rapture. Now, Eshak and all the rest of those folks and the lion's den and the fiery furnace and Jesus Christ and the prophet that said he was coming, John the Baptist, and almost every other prophet or disciple were boiled in oil, crucified upside down, heads chopped off, tortured to death, stoned to death, flayed to death, beaten to death, burned to death. But we're told that that's not the case now. We're told now that there is a transponder teleporter up on a giant Enterprise spaceship with Scotty and with Captain Kirk, and Spock is there, and they sit there and teleport people up so they won't have to face any evil. And so, and I don't care what church you go to, the big mainline ones could be Catholic, whatever, could be Protestant. It's, and we're all going to be teleported out of here before anything happens, and airplanes are all going to crash, and all this stuff's going to happen. And I'm not attacking people that push that today. They're well-meaning. But it comes out of a doctrine, just like Romans 13 out of context, to say submit to what the government does. No, Christ was smart when they wanted to stone him. He said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. You know, who is it on that coin? And the Pharisees say, it's Caesar. It's his system. You got an American Express card, you're under American Express's rules. You got a Visa card, you're under their rules. You're in my house, you're under my rules. So render the things to Caesar that are Caesar's, to God give what's God's. And they put at Bible Getaway above it, submission to governing authorities. That's not in the Bible, those terms. It is out of context. It is a total fraud. Well, then why did the early Christians not do what Nero said and worship Baphomet? Worship Saturn or Zeus or Bacchus or Janus. I mean, any idiot knows that Romans 13 is out of context and a complete fraud. Or Christ broke the rules when he didn't submit to the Roman and Jewish authorities. And so did Paul. I mean, it's just on its face ridiculous. But people are taught 2 plus 2 equals 5. And that raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. And that you didn't build your business. And that Obamacare is free. I mean, it's all lies. And I hear these fake Christians calling to these radio shows. You feel real satisfied repeating a talking point about just do what you're told. Marry the gay person. Well, why don't you use the word homosexual? Again, I don't have anything against, quote, gay people, to use that term. I have a problem that they first say, use the term gay. Be nice to me. Well, why do you get the word happy, beautiful, green day? Happy, beautiful, sunny. It was a gay day. He was a gay lad, which means happy, joyful. People are like, come on, be nice. Call them what they want to be called. Okay, well, you know, I want to be called, Rumpelstiltskin. Okay, we don't want to hurt your feelings. You're Rumpelstiltskin. Or I want to be called a toaster. Now in England, they arrest you if you use the word homosexual. I mean, I'm not joking, because groups say it's hateful. Well, now the word boy and girl is hateful. Or man or woman, or husband or wife. And so it's the same thing where language is now being dictated to us and being controlled. And if you'll follow the edict of using the words someone else says, like there's a politically correct movement of ignorance where they say don't use the word Negro. And I've heard of the stories of people when they order at the bar, I want a Negro Modelo. That just means black in Spanish. People get mad. What's that, the N-word? And this is people looking for the racism everywhere, but right above them is the big Planned Parenthood mothership sworn to kill every black person they can get their hands on. Oh, that's okay, because they're in the black community and they care about us. Jesse Jackson said so. So I will use the word Caucasian. I will use the word Negro. I will use the word homosexual or heterosexual. Caucasian just means Caucasus Mountains. It's just ridiculous. It has nothing to do with anything. It's total mindlessness. It's like if I call white people white and black people black, it has nothing to do with anything. Buckley had a really funny image. I told him to give it to me. I forgot to get it and tweet it out. Buckley, if you'll give that to the guys and tweet it out, maybe we should tweet the idea that all non-black labs be banned because they're obviously racist because they're golden or they're white or they're chocolate. But it says black labs matter, and next to it, all labs matter. There it is. I mean, it's the exact same dog. They just got different hair, man. And it's the same idiocy. It is the same absolute mindless moron behavior. That the Democratic Party won't even say that all lives matter and has apologized twice for different Democrats saying, no, all lives matter. No, all lives do matter. And if we don't think all lives matter, then none of our lives matter. But the rapture is a fraud. There's the Battle of Armageddon. Christ comes back, the dead in Christ are raised, and then those living spend 1,000 years with Christ here on earth. That's what the Bible says. And they've got it that there's a teleporter machine. Whatever. Let's just say God, the devil, isn't real for the sake of argument. I'm going to fight putting fluoride in the water. I'm going to fight aborting babies and selling their body parts. And I don't care if twiddly D and twiddly dumb preachers get up there on television in front of their crowds and follow their 501c3 and give their government script. Stephen, finish up your points, brother. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. I just wanted to say this, okay? I bring up different points to Christian about what a Planned Parenthood's been doing and how you've shown that they're putting DNA and baby parts in the vaccine. What's happening with Christian business owners around the country, like Aaron and Melissa Klein up there in Portland, Oregon, or Baron L. Stutzman in Washington, that the sodomite community is going after and using the government to do it. And now this woman, Kim Davis, in Kentucky, this county clerk. The point I make is that when I bring these things up, the automatic response, and it's like Pavlovian, oh, it's just another sign that the Lord's return is imminent, and he's going to split that eastern sky, and we're all going to be out of here. And I'm trying to tell them that the exact mentality of Christians in America today is where the church was at in 1920s Germany prior to Hitler taking over, and they got wiped out. The same thing happened in Korea and Vietnam. The church got wiped out there when the communists came in because they were not doing what the apostles admonished the church in the first century. And that was, if you're going to follow Jesus Christ, you will be persecuted and you're not going to escape what's coming. So you might as well just reckon with it and stand for what's true and preach the gospel, come what may. You may be fed to the lions in the Colosseum, but you have eternal life. But these people in America today, Alex, for the most part, they're scared to death. They don't want to suffer. They don't want to lay their lives down like they say they do. And I've been telling everybody this. Go to Chuck Baldwin's site and read these articles he's written, like What a Waste and the Collapse of Christianity in America.
I want to get him on about those articles. You're absolutely right. Let's get him on tomorrow, in fact, if we can. More calls coming up. Stay with us. Try to go quickly now to your calls. I had one caller on for like 20 minutes. I apologize, but it was a really important subject, and I'm going to get Chuck Baldwin back on because any group can turn into bullies and thugs and a cult. And the left is a cult. They want to force our kids to live the way they want them to live. They want to take over our society. And it's not about equality. It's not about tolerance. It's about being dominated. It's about power. I always hear these psychologists and people like Gore Vidal. I read some of his books, pretty smart guy. I agree with him on a lot of historical perspectives, saying sex is about power. Well, maybe in his weird homoerotic world, it was about power. In my world, it's about love. It's about pleasure. It's about trust. It's about intimacy. It's about enjoyment. It's about stress relief. It's about, most importantly, procreation. And let's not forget why it's the main drive. Beyond food and water, folks, it's sex. And it's because it's why we exist. It's the driving force of procreation, of reproduction. And when you target that, you target the species. And I look at the entire attack system, the entire attack checklist of what we're under, and it is what I would do if I was space aliens here masquerading as humans, if I wanted to kill humanity. I mean, that's it. And I'm not saying it's space aliens. You know that. I'm just saying, if I was a robot computer analyzing this, I would say alien intelligence, you know, prime analysis, masquerading as humans on surface of Earth, overthrow of civilization, cutting off energy supplies, stifling development, enslaving public, dumbing down population, attacking fertility rates, stifling space exploration for operation termination of population, prime projection, bioweapons developed by alien species after weakening of population will cause mass collapse and eradication of Homo sapien on planet Terra. That's basically it. Look at a science fiction movie like The Thing, where it says, you know, how many hours till total world population infected? 3,785 hours. Prime projection, 98%. I mean, it's like that. And I'm just sitting here watching the robots go online, reading the elite's books, how they're going to kill everybody. And I'm just like, oh, now they're going to shut the roads down and put taxes by the mile. And now they're going to, and I'm just sitting here watching it.
Run. We are your friends.
Yeah, and Rachel Maddow's Don't Run, We Are Your Friends. I mean, you know, Obamacare helps you. Ah, yes. Mm. Let's talk to Alan in Colorado on KHNC 1360 AM. God bless you for holding, Alan, and putting up with me. You're on the air. Go ahead.
God bless you, sir, and thank you very much. How are you today?
You know, I'm pretty fired up, and I've been a little bit nasty today because this stuff's upsetting me.
Well, talking about being fired up, one of the 45, 50 million strong in the United States, depending on which statistic that you look at, the disabled community. I happen to be in the blind demographic, or if you want to be politically correct, visually impaired, sight challenged. you know, you talk a lot since I found you anyway over the past 3 weeks or month about the domination that we're under by our federal government. My question deals with the Declaration of Independence. The question kind of goes like this. Do you agree that the Declaration of Independence is the foundational document upon which the Constitution rests?
Yes, it is the kickoff of the whole shebang, more important than the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It states it's our right as sentient individuals to throw off the bonds of an enslaving government when it engages in these type of infractions. And you read what was done in the lead up to July 4, 1776, and the signing of the Declaration, the unanimous Declaration of Independence, and it is a shadow of the flagrant abuse and tyranny we languish under today.
I would stand in agreement with you on that, sir. In the first couple of sentences of the Declaration of Independence, I believe you were alluding to this a second ago. It's our right.
Our duty.
Our responsibility.
To throw off.
Go that far.
To throw off a tyrannical government. In fact, you know, people shouldn't dissolve governments lightly or for transient means. But when in the course of human events it becomes time to admit you're under a tyranny, it's got to be done, to paraphrase. Stay there. I'm going to come back, Alan, finish up with you. I'm going to hurry to Kevin and then to Jared. And then to Gerald, Brian, and others, 800-259-9231. And Anthony Gucciardi is going to pop in briefly with some news
We're
as well.
On the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, a frontal assault, because the people aren't aware of the enemy. It's our job to do as much damage as we can by absolutely just frying the enemy's operations by throwing it right in their face what scum they are. And it's effective and it's happening. Huge news blitz coming up. Anthony Gucciardi's here with amazing news on Alzheimer's, antipsychotic and psychotropic drugs, and more. He'll be talking to him here in just a few minutes. But right now, let's go ahead. You know, I'm teleprompter free and I am makeup free. I don't put makeup on TV, but I guess I really should, because I look like a bowling ball, my head or something in here, so shiny. Because the lights are so good and everything. You know, we are simulcasting also on the radio TV at Infowars.com/show. And the power of you, the people, of we, the people, taking that link and sending it to friends and family and neighbors and Facebook and Twitter is exponential. And that's why we're in the top six terrestrial radio shows. And you can say clearly, the number one political news talk show in the world. By every major metric. Of course, the ultimate brass ring victory is in Politico today. It goes to Matt Drudge. Congratulations. This is about the 15th year running I've seen them have to admit this. More traffic in political news and news in general than Facebook. And, of course, the New York Times and other publications combined. And Politico certainly doesn't like having to report that to everyone. That's a testament of the David versus Goliath that... What does Drudge do? He links to government documents, he links to YouTube videos, he links to mainstream media, he links to alternative media. He just links to what's interesting, and he's got his finger on the pulse of that. I mean, Drudge has been linking to us for 10 years. We were growing before he ever did that, but you know, when Drudge links to us, half our traffic of the day is a Drudge link. So instead of getting 1 million visitors, we get 2 million visitors. And of course, they whitewash it and say Drudge has 2 million original visitors a day. Oh, give me a break. I can look at the metrics just on the Google Analytics alone. If we've got over 1 million visitors a day just to InfoWars, and then I can see Drudge He's probably getting 10 million individual visitors a day, conservatively. But again, so even when they admit he's number one, they give a little backhanded baloney slap. But it doesn't matter. Just like Alexa just delisted every libertarian and conservative site, basically, a year ago. Now everybody just admits they're a joke. According to them, we have no viewers, no listeners. It's all over. Even though we're going straight up on the Google internal stuff and every other metric we've got. Again, I don't want to digress. I said I'd go to your phone calls. And the caller just hung up from Colorado. I was going to go back to him. Kevin in Florida, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you so much, Alex. I just want to say me and my brother are huge supporters of your guys' show.
Thank you.
Buying of the t-shirts to the hardcore nutraceuticals, which are awesome. I actually just took some Silver Bullet this morning from Nation Ironine as well. So they're awesome. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
But my question to you is about this whole cashless society thing. I realize now that a lot of companies are strictly going to where you have to get direct deposit or these ridiculous money cards.
Great point. The big six banks or the big five banks now said 2 years ago they got a war on cash. They're going to phase it out so they can then tax you corporately to even have money in their banks. And when you make a purchase, they're going to tax you a huge amount. So it's a huge scam. They're competing with cash. And yes, companies, businesses, corporations, they're trying to make you do automatic money transfers. They're trying to make you only use credit cards. Now businesses, big corporations won't try to take a 20. I don't usually go to Amazon, not Amazon, it's the name of the coffee place, with the stupid goddess, Starbucks. Excuse me, I have one of those moments. I start trying to hurry to get to your calls, and then I forget basic stuff. But I was in a small town with my kids. There was a Starbucks. It's better than McDonald's. I went there and got some milk and apples and stuff, and I gave them a 50, and I was buying like $25 worth of stuff, a couple coffees, drinks, all this stuff. And they go, sir, do you have anything smaller? And I said, this isn't 100, but 100 didn't even want it used to be. They said, well, sir, they don't even want us to take cash. And more, that's what you see. So, yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Kevin.
No, I agree. I recently found out, too, that a lot of the reasons, not just because of the reasons that you stated, but the corporations get major, major tax breaks if they do this, like you said, so they can tax it. And I think it's funny because me and my brother always joke about it. Like the reactions that you get from other people when you spend with cash, is I try and pay totally in cash, and everybody automatically thinks you're a drug dealer, or it's just the looks that you get. And then when you, like you said, when you pay with a 20, they bring out the market and make sure it's real. And I just think, like you said, it's another way for total and utter control by the government.
Well, look at all the control with the credit card numbers getting stolen. I mean, every couple months they call up and go, your credit card's canceled, that was compromised. I mean, that's probably happened 5 times this year. Everybody I know is having their accounts grabbed, stuff stolen. I mean, because it's designed to not work to make us go to biometrics. They admit that, to thumb scan, face scan when you use a card. So absolutely, we got to keep cash alive. We've got to use it as much as we can, because once they've gotten rid of cash, Katie, bar the door. I appreciate your call. Great point. Let's just take one more call, and I'll have Anthony report his news. I'll get to news, then come back to Brian, Jared, and Steve. But let's go to Gerald in Arkansas first. You're on the air. He wants to talk about a bank system scam. Go ahead.
Well, the biggest scam, Alex, first, the Bible, I know you believe the Bible, King James Version for me, but
yes.
First, 6:10, the love of money is the root of all evil. The problem is our founding father said the only real money has to be backed by gold or silver. That's still in effect. Now, unless you amend the Constitution, that's not changed. So no debt can be paid with fiat currency. So where we're at now, the digital age, Alex, and I know you know all this, but I don't think the public really gets it. And I'm talking about your followers and most everybody I've talked to. When you went to trillions, Alex, it blows the mind that people lose all perspective because you can't be real talking about trillions. There's not enough ink and paper to print that, so they get on a computer. What power that is. That's the biggest scam of all.
And now they've created not just fractional reserve banking in the last 200 years, where they'd have $1 in the bank and loan out 10, or $1,000, loan out 10,000. Then they started making all these derivatives. There's hundreds of different corporate devices or corporate instruments where they'll sell the same house 100 times. Oh, but they don't get in trouble for fraud. The same big banks running the aircraft that ship the drugs, laundering the drug money, paying the hitmen. But when you go in and you're going to buy dinner for, say, 6-7 people you're with, and it's $75, and you give them $100, the waitress looks at you like you're Al-Qaeda. This is legal tender, P-Brain. It says Federal Reserve on it. It is a fraud, but it's less of a fraud than the digital. So when they give me trouble about cash, baby, you get a speech. And my kids used to go, oh, please, Dad. Now they give the speech. Or they'll check it to see if it's counterfeit, and I go, ma'am, all the money's counterfeit. They go, excuse me? And I go, well, you just marked my 50 or my 20 with your little marker to see if it's real. It's all Federal Reserve note. It should say U.S. note. Even that's fiat, but at least it's a U.S. note. Do you understand the Federal Reserve's private? And now people seem to know it. I appreciate your call. Great point, Gerald. Excellent point. We'll get to everybody else that's holding before the transmission ends. I've got a lot of news to cover in a short time to get there. Anthony Gucciardi is one of our health writers here. And I wanted him to come in because he was telling me about some amazing news developments he's going to be riding on. Anthony, tell us about some of these new developments.
Well, there's a new study that antipsychotic drugs actually shrink brain matter. And we'll talk about that a little bit. We've got.
By the way, how many times have I said it shrinks your brain?
A million times.
But Ritalin really does it. Adderall really does it. It actually shrinks the brain up to 1/3.
It makes you feel like a total zombie. Then we have a weird little story here that's interesting to me. Psychopaths may not yawn along with you. So you know how yawns are contagious? Apparently psychopaths are so self-centered and their brains are so wired differently that they won't catch yawns.
Is that called psychosomatic when somebody farts, you want to fart? I'm sorry to be gross, but that's true. Or somebody burps, you want to burp? Or somebody yawns, you want to yawn?
Yeah, it's all contagious because your
somebody
brain...
Somebody wants to Hillary, you want a Hillary.
You want a Hillary. That's what I want to do. I want to do the Hillary laugh. And then Alzheimer's disease may be infectious. We can get into that. That's pretty weird. Genetically modified embryos are essential for science. Experts and scientists want to start modifying human embryos. They've already done GMO babies, and now they want to get...
And they've already been doing this for 30 years. They're just getting around to selling slaves right now.
Remember that weird article that I actually have trouble finding now that we covered a long time ago about the chimeras, the secret chimeras in the UK that they were busting and stuff, like half-human weird monkey things and stuff like that?
No, that was even in the Washington Post, too, about 12 years ago.
And they've been doing that for who knows how long. Now they're like, well, maybe we want to have GMO embryos. They've been doing it forever, but the thing is it's going to be accepted publicly now, so it's going to be even bigger and more hardcore of an
operation. Yeah, the Defense Department made humanzies at least 30 years ago. That's even admitted in the congressional record. And then I tell people that, and they roll their eyes. Folks, they can have a human spider if they want.
Spider goat.
Sure, that's like 25 years old.
Yeah, but people still don't believe it. They think you're insane. They think you're making it up.
By the way, I'd read about that, but then I saw it in a Rochester newspaper. A listener sent it to us. One of our oldest affiliates is in Rochester, Dr. Wolf Station. And I got the CEO of the Defense Department contract company on when no one knew about spider goats, like 18 years ago. And people didn't believe it when he was on. They thought it was a hoax. I can say we broke spider goats. I've seen it in, you know, a local paper, but we broke it nationally. The Defense Department came to that guy and threatened him not to do interviews anymore.
Wow.
So back then it was like, Alex is making up part spider, part goat.
And that was 18 years ago. Who knows what they're doing now? And you're still sound crazy, though, when you say spider goats. People will still tell you they don't exist.
That's why I talk about spider goats a lot, is most people do know that's now around.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they've got... Here's why they do it. If they take an embryo and splice it with a cow or a pig, 1%, they can claim it's not human, doesn't have rights. So they're just trying to get us ready for the mainlining of this now. But I remember the Washington Post reported, and folks, I've tried to find it again. If you can find it, we'll send you a free T-shirt. Or if somebody can find, it was about 17 years ago. This is the 14th anniversary of 9/11 coming up, so this was a few years before that. But 17 years ago, there was a Baltimore Sun article about DARPA. And I forget the headline, but it admitted that they were hooking up cell towers and that they were practicing calming the public with wavelengths. Now, we have the patents, but here they were saying the cell towers are making people submit and passive and putting them in a suggestive state. And I probably covered that article 20 times on air, but because I was mailed the actual Baltimore Sun. I hope somebody can find that.
Wow. I remember you talking about that, but it seems like for some reason, just like the Chimera article, the articles disappear, and it's obviously because they're deleted. But it's more challenging than you think to find something.
That's like the San Francisco Chronicle went to a meeting 8 years ago, 9 years ago. We can check it. Just Google antimatter weapons, San Francisco Chronicle. They edited the article, but they left some of it in there. And they went and they admitted, yeah, we have antimatter weapons, and we're developing more. And then they suddenly tried to classify all that.
Mm-hmm. You know, think about all the stuff we know and times that by a billion, or as the caller earlier was saying, trillion, such an incapable number of understanding in our primate brains. Times what we already know they're doing times a trillion, and that's what's really going on. And try and put that.
You think it's that bad?
I mean, if you think about the fact.
I think they're acting so arrogant. They've broken into something or discovered something where it's like this world isn't even, it's like they're not even here anymore. The elite act like this is nothing.
They had computer-based systems in, what, the 60s and 50s, and we just
got... When my dad was at UT in the late 60s, they had CD-ROM systems that were, quote, restricted under DARPA, but he was allowed in as one of the higher-level students, and they told him they had to sign agreements not to talk about it.
And we were getting personal computers, which were super, super not powerful at all in the 90s, and now we're getting consumer-grade laptops and stuff like that. The technology that exists, it'll blow your mind. It's totally outlandish.
All right. Now, one reason I got you in here is the hourly plug. You are better at articulating why BrainForce has such great reviews, why the staff loves it, why it's clean energy. BrainForce, it helps fund the operation. I want to have the ultimate brain pill that blew away the competition for a lower price. Tell people what's in BrainForce. It's back.
All right. Well, BrainForce is probably one of my top favorite InfoWars Life products. I mean, it works for me in like 10 minutes. And what the difference is, though, some of these pills and energy drinks and shots and stuff, it's just a ton of concentrated caffeine. You feel terrible afterwards. You crash. You might get jittered up, kind of speedy for a little while, and then you feel bad afterwards. The difference is these compounds work synergistically. I'm going to break them down a little bit. So if Alpha GPC, which we always talk about in Europe, is a prescription medication. Okay, we're not making any claims here. But what it does is it's known to increase a compound known as acetylcholine, which is memory and learning function, stuff like that. But that's just in addition to all these other things that are giving you energy, like the L-theanine, which is a key component in green tea that everyone probably knows about. It increases dopamine, the feel-good chemicals in the brain. And then we have theanine and natural caffeine from yerba mate leaf powder. Instead of putting a bunch of synthetic junk in there, we have yerba mate. Instead of drinking a ton of yerba mate, you take this pill, which it works synergistically with the rest of it, and phosphatidylserine. The reason that BrainForce has been sold out for so long is this key component, phosphatidylserine. And you're going to understand why in a second. So it works with the maintenance of the cells in the brain, but historically, people wanted this so bad, it was never in supply because they had to get it from cow brains. That's how powerful this is. They would go and extract it from cow brains.
Well, that's not safe because of spongiform encephalopathy.
Exactly. So we're not going to have that happen, but we found out a way to get it from cabbage. So we're harvesting it from cabbage, but since it's been transferred from the cow brain to cabbage, it's in such demand that the supplies are very limited. So we just finally got the phosphatidylserine back for the product. We refused to take it out, still in the product. And the hyperzine A, which another time, I mentioned last time, I think Big Pharma is going to turn hyperzine A into a prescription medication in the United States. They're already looking at it, so I don't know how much longer we can have it in this formula, but it is super powerful. It helps the nerves communicate with the muscles and everything like that in the brain. And then we have also B12, which you're all super familiar with. It promotes energy production and just helps work with these other ingredients to give you the synergistic formulation that is BrainForce.
And we have an organic B12.
Yes. We have the key, like the difference is, as we always talk about, we're not going to go in and throw a synthetic junk. We could have just put synthetic caffeine in here and it would have made you jittery and it would have made you crash. But the difference is these work together. It's not just an energy pill. It's something that works synergistically with your brain to give you the natural compounds you need to do what you want to do. Instead of firing you up, going crazy and crashing down to earth, this gives you, I think, like a sustainable, warm type of drive.
Oh, when we run out of it, I certainly notice that I take one in the morning and one about this time after I eat instead of having my afternoon coffee.
Yeah.
Some days I still cheat and drink my afternoon coffee because I love coffee. But it coffee doesn't work at night, say when I'm doing a Coast to Coast AM show. I've been up since 6 a.m. and I'm exhausted, but I'm excited to go on George's show. I'll just pop a BrainForce at about 10, and then in a couple hours when the show comes up, I feel great until 3 when the show's over and I can go to bed. But if I've drunk 4 cups of coffee, then I can't go to bed at 3 in the morning. It's like it makes me awake, but I filter. So it's just a game changer, and it helps support the broadcast. Thank you all for purchasing it. It is Brain Force. Try it out. Review it. Let us know what you think. It's got a 4.8 review as well. And it's at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Brain Force and other great products at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Your calls and news straight ahead. Final segment of the Big Three, but then a whole other fourth hour is coming up. Hosted by Rob Dew and some of the other reporters. David Knight is back in a few days from his well-deserved vacation. He will be hosting a lot of the fourth hour. I hosted 20 minutes of it yesterday. Some days I'll be hosting the entire fourth hour. And I'll be back this Sunday as well, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. But he'll continue into the next hour getting to Matt, O'Brien, Ben, Steve, and others. I'm going to get to some of you right now. Let's talk to Brian in Arizona. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to call. I live in a small town out here in Arizona, and I'm seeing probably 2 to 4 drones a week flying over the valley. And I know the drones, I've zoomed in with my binoculars. And I've also been seeing Apaches flying around in formation, about 18 to 20 of them. And I just want to know what you know about that.
Well,
and,
sure. Thank God they're actually planning to put troops on the border. The military, basically outside of Obama's orders, even though he's purged the military, is doing some reconnaissance of the border. That's the only place you should have military operations is the border. It's the only place that's constitutional. And basically they know there are ISIS operatives pouring across the border. The FBI has confirmed that, just like they're pouring into Europe. And so we have multiple governments within governments. We have good government. We have bad government. The problem is, the bigger the government gets, the more corrupt it becomes historically. But I don't know the specifics of what you're seeing, but I know we're getting the same reports from our sources that there is increased military activity on the Texas, Arizona, California, you name it, border.
Yeah, I don't know. I just see them circling straight around the town all day long. I don't know what they're looking for. And the other question was, do we know any more about chemtrails? Because I'm seeing them on a daily basis,
sure,
in like a tic-tac-toe pattern.
Sure, it's called geoengineering. There's a giant secret program. It's added to the jet fuel. Even the airlines, except at the top, aren't part of it. It's compartmentalized, and it's to change the atmosphere of the planet. Look up geoengineering, and then it's all public. Under the word chemtrail, there's nothing. It's kind of like under FEMA camp, there's no FEMA camps. But under Emergency Centers Establishment Act, or under resettlement operations or internment camp, you'll be at the Army website reading about how their main enemy's Patriots. And it's just people go there and they just can't believe they're at army.mil reading the most treasonous, whacked out stuff you can imagine. That doesn't mean the military's bad. They're freaked out. But they are training literally to kill their grandfathers. I've been to the drills. You've heard the military call in at every drill. They got people that are good old boys, black, white, Hispanic, wearing John Deere hats going, I love America, I don't want to turn my guns in, and they mow you down until last year. Then it started shifting to black people, where we got footage from the drills, and it was just all black people being rounded up. And then we said, oh, they're getting ready to start a race war with the White House setting the black people up for the fall. I mean, it's just sick. You can even Google the video I shot, Emergency Alert, Pentagon training to intern black people. And then you notice all hell broke loose. I mean, it's so diabolical. Brian, God bless you. Listen, Steve and everybody else, Dew's going to get to you. I have administrative duties. We've got a 27-hour, I guess since we added the fourth hour, it's a 28-hour broadcast kicking off next Wednesday. Special, I haven't done one of these in 3 years. We're going to be doing it to launch the fact that we are on TV satellites already. I'm going to unveil all the details. Got a lot of special documentaries we've shot in Europe and with Larry Nichols and with insiders that are going to be premiering during the Operation Money Bomb to try to raise $1 million. Cost $400,000+ just for the satellite and closed captioning a year. 5 hours of the proper satellite and the closed captioning is $120,000 a year, $10,000 a month. It's federal law. It's ridiculous. But it's political correctness. That's what's cost prohibitive about getting on TV. But we've got UHF and VHF and cable stations already picking it up around the country. So a lot of exciting things are happening right now. Fourth hour, Infowars.com/show. Support our local AM and FM affiliates. Become a sponsor or make a donation and spread the word.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live here. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're in overdrive. If you are watching this on Infowars.com/show or on YouTube, please call your local radio station and ask them to carry the fourth hour of the show if they're not doing it. You can also, of course, watch it live at Infowars.com/show, like I just said. We're going to get to your calls here in this segment and part of the next. And so don't hang up. We got Ben, Roger, and Matt coming up. And I'm going to get to some vaccine news that really blew my mind last night. And also talking about the garbage trucks that are going to start spying on you and what's going on in California, because California leads the nation on these horrible trends of encroaching on your rights and liberties, claiming it's for the betterment of the greater good. But let's get to Matt in Colorado. You want to talk about Romans 13 and SSRI drugs? Go ahead.
And by the way, David Knight is back today.
That's right. And, oh, yeah. David Knight will be in at the bottom of the hour. He's got an amazing TSA story. He got his family got pulled aside. They were going to get groped. He's got this amazing story. We got some video of it that he shot yesterday at the airport. And he took a well-deserved I guess it was a about a week and a half vacation with his family. So we're going to talk about that a little bit and also some things that he saw while he was out west. But anyway, Matt in Colorado, go ahead. What's your question?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually wanted to talk about a few things, but I was put on Ritalin in third grade. And from the moment I was put on it, I was diagnosed with ADD. They said I had a problem.
Because you didn't like to sit still for 8 hours a day in a classroom, right? That was your problem.
I was fidgety, and I liked to play with toys, and I liked to build things. And
you were a kid?
Yeah, that made me, pretty much. But from the moment I was put on Ritalin, it basically made me feel pretty much suicidal all the time. I remember getting in arguments with my parents, you know, as kids would do.
Yeah.
And telling them, you know, my default solution was, well, I'm just going to go kill myself, you know. And it wasn't until about 10th grade that I actually started refusing to take it. And
so you weaned yourself off of it without...
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And how did you feel after you weaned yourself off of it?
Oh, great. And actually, my sister's, my nephew, her son was diagnosed with ADD a couple of years ago, and I begged her. I told her, do not put him on Ritalin. It will ruin your child's life. Don't do it. And so far, she hasn't done it. And he's one of the most respectful, obedient kids. He plays football. He's great at football. And I mean, he's probably one of the best behaved kids I've ever known.
Yeah, you know, when kids have an outlet for their energy, which an outlet for their energy is not sitting in school for 8 hours a day, but when they're able to go out and play sports or they're given constructive things to do, stuff to concentrate on, they're able to figure out how to use their mental abilities to their benefit. But when you're putting them on these drugs that are turning them into zombies and they're sitting and watching TV or playing video games for hours, there's just no comparison of the two. And also, I think diet is also a big thing in these kids being hyperactive. You give a kid a lot of sugar, a lot of processed food, a lot of dyes, and they're going to act out. And then people are going to say, well, they have ADD. We got to do something about it. Here's a drug, but you can still keep feeding them that crap. That's okay. So that's another thing you should also tell your sister, you know, look at his diet. What is she feeding him? That's another way to help that out. Matt, do you have anything else?
Yeah, my sister used to feed him McDonald's all the time, and now they're actually eating healthier, and you can see the change dramatically. And I also noticed every time I look back on my childhood, all my elderlies would talk about how I love to build things and do this and that. And I noticed my nephew is the same way. And I'm like, well, you need to tune into what they're good at. Yeah. If a child has ADD,
exactly.
It's not a curse. It's a gift. It's a gift. And you just need to...
It's a gift of having lots of energy. It's having lots of energy, wanting to do things, be creative, Thank you for the call, Matt. We're going to be back with Ben, Eric, Roger, and more. It's the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour, Overdrive. I'm Rob Dew, your host. Thank you for watching.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are in the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew. This is the Alex Jones Show. And if you're listening to this on your radio and you like to see what's going on, like to look at the articles, watch the videos we're going to be playing a little bit later, you can go to Infowars.com/show and watch the free live stream. Tell all your friends and family about it. It's free. You can watch it right there on your computer. And there's from live to that, it's about a 4-second delay. So you're only getting, it's really 4 seconds. And that's about it, which is, I think, is really amazing. Ben, you want to talk about big pharma and mass shootings. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for taking my call. I'm really enjoying the fourth hour.
I am too. This has been great.
Yeah. Anyway, first of all, I wanted to say that on the abortion issue that InfoWars Life should probably consider maybe coming out with like a prenatal supplement or something like that, because it's hard to be able to decipher which ones you can trust and which ones you can't trust.
That's a very good idea. My wife's actually pregnant with our fourth child, and she takes some really good prenatal vitamins. She did her research, but I totally agree with you. That's a great suggestion. Go on, continue.
Yeah, I mean, well, my wife's a nurse, and we're talking about having another kid, but she, you know, we have to plan around her having to get this flu shot, or else, you know, being ostracized from the nursing community. So it's really tough to try and weigh the benefits and the risks.
Right.
But it's coming up on the 1-year anniversary, the 22nd, of a friend of one of mine. You can look it up. She pushed her daughter out of the way of getting run over by a car in front of a Walgreens. And, you know, we started contributed to a GoFundMe page and everything else and raised a bunch of money for our family. But recently, we were looking to get charges filed against this woman who, you know, basically ran her over and killed her in front of Walgreens. Well, turns out, of course, that she was on all kinds of pharmaceuticals, but because they were prescription, no charges were going to be filed.
Wow.
And, you know, big pharma, they kill in, you know, a peripheral fashion as well. It's not just the mass shooters that, you know, take people out. It's the ruined families with the abusive parents, or, you know, children that are put on the ADHD medication like the last guy. I mean, according to that 92 New Zealand survey and then the follow-up studies, it's the vaccinations that caused ADHD in the first place. Or, you know, that's what they led, that's what the eventual conclusion was.
That and allergies. So, I mean, yeah, there's lots of studies that they've done in Europe looking at kids who are unvaccinated versus vaccinated. And I did a bunch of reports on this last year, just going over the numbers that they were seeing, and they were just polling families and saying, does your kid have allergies? Does your kid have ADHD? Were they vaccinated? And the ones that weren't vaccinated, it was drastically lower the amount of side effects that these kids had, because it's not just death or encephalopathy, whatever it's called, when you have encephalitis and you're having seizures of the brain, or febrile seizures. It's not those things. Those are really bad side effects, or autism. Those are really bad ones. There's a ton of other side effects that could be happening, and your kid probably has them. Did your kid have allergies? Does your kid, especially to certain foods, peanut allergies is specifically linked to certain vaccinations. So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, then so that's basically it. We're coming up on the 1-year anniversary of her death. It's a really sad thing. You know, we dedicated our softball team to her and everything else because she was a great person.
And the person driving the car, what were they on? What were they taking?
They didn't release the specifics. I don't know that, but I do know that was the case, but nothing specific,
right.
No specific drug type or anything like that. But it was, you know, it's a tragedy. This family is, you know, it's ruined forever.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, big pharma is not just about the mass shooters and everything else. It's about, you know, the families who are affected you know, by these little conditions that people have to suffer through their entire lives. I mean, ADHD has been a struggle for me personally. I'm lucky now to have a job that, you know, where I, like the last guy say, I build stuff. I build machines that measure radiation from a linear accelerator for cancer treatment. And, you know, I didn't make it through college because my ADHD just had a hold of me. But here I am doing this high level of work, and it's because, you know, we have this opportunity, you know, with these manufacturing and, you know, assembly type jobs. That's perfect for ADHD. And then, you know, all of those are going overseas to China, though. So
right.
It's a pretty grim picture. But overall, I think that.
But you can always get a job with Big Pharma selling this crap to kids and pushing it on other people. I mean, they seem to be set up to make profits at the expense of our health. And now that we have Obamacare, you're going to see more people getting prescribed this stuff on a mass scale. And that's what they want. They put out the metrics. They want over half of us medicated by the year 2020 on some sort of drug, because that's the they think the human is not perfect enough. They need to help us and augment us. Thanks for the call, Ben. Roger, you're going to be my last call for a little bit, but Joshua, Bodie, and Eric, you guys hang on. I may be able to get to you by the end of the show if you want to hang on, but Roger in California, go ahead.
Yeah, I had an idea for you to massively reach a lot more people. Every day people send out emails. Virtually everyone listening has got one or multiple email accounts. When you create a new email, it says something like, sincerely, Rob Do. What happens if you change the settings in your email so it says, sincerely, Rob Do, visit Infowars.com. If you like the site, put it in your signature line. Then every day when you're sending out emails, maybe to dozens of people, they're going to see that link. Some of them are going to click it, and they're going to like the website. Maybe they'll put in their signature line.
Yeah,
you know, just think about this. This could be a massive viral way to do this, because everyone listening, virtually everyone's got at least one email account, maybe several.
Right.
And they could be reaching all kinds of people. Every time they send an email, there's a link back to InfoWars.
Right. That's in your auto signature. You can set that up on just about every email system that I know of. And one thing, if you guys want to pull up the computer that I have in here, get informed now. You can sign up for the InfoWars Insider. We send out a email list every day. Even on the weekends, you get a couple of them. And you can forward those to your friends and family. And those have articles and other things that we're really pushing that day. Today we're going to be putting the video in of the sheriff who's running for, he's running for sheriff in Harris County over near Houston, who's got a real strong constitutional mind and really tells it like it is. And he broke down yesterday how Obama, the secret behind his purging of the military officers. And it's because those guys did not take the oath to protect and serve the president. They take an oath to the Constitution, and that is where he doesn't like it. So anyway, continue on, Roger. What else you have?
The point is that every time you send out an email, there could be a link back to InfoWars or to InfoWars Show or whatever. And, you know, you could also do this, for example, if you post on the internet. I mean, virtually everyone's posting, and they've got some kind of a signature line, even on Facebook, on these social media. Every time you post on the internet, every time you send an email, it could say, like, sincerely, Rob Do, you know, visit Infowars.com, and all they have to do is click the link. People are going to click it out of curiosity. And the thing is, so you could have someone in a course of just doing their normal day's work, they could be sending out 10, 20 links to the show. And when people are just, it's a normal email that people are naturally reading, you know, from a friend to a friend or to, you know, family members or, you know, something like that. You know, business associates, they're going to click the link, you know, because this is from a friend of theirs. It says visit InfoWars. They just click the link. Boom, they're there. And this could really go massively viral, because I know you need to reach more people. But this is a simple way people are automatically doing it. People are automatically going to reach more people.
And people trust what they hear from their friends more than they trust, especially what they see from the mainstream media out there, because, you know, I think a lot of people have gotten the hint that the mainstream media doesn't have their best interests in heart. Thank you for that call, Roger. That's a great suggestion, and people should do that. So open up your auto signature, put Infowars.com, put a little tagline in there. Do you know what the government's doing to you today? Go to Infowars.com. Now I want to switch gears real quick and just cover some articles that came out of a newspaper called The Daily Nation. I've got actually six articles from them right now. The first came out 2 days ago, and this is a developing story that's going on. Here's the headline. Panic as two children die, seven in critical condition after measles vaccine. And this is 7 children in Caro Valley Hospital hospitalized, hundreds of others recalled to medical centers for observation. 2 children died on Tuesday and 7 were hospitalized in serious condition after receiving the measles vaccine in the Caro Valley. 7 were said to be in critical condition and falling ill soon after the botched jabs. Both the dead children were 9 months years old. The mother of one of the children was also said to have developed swelling on her lips after coming into contact with the vomit from her dying baby. This is just horrible to read this. And so I saw this. I put it out on Twitter last night. And I said, I wonder who they're going to blame. They're not going to blame the vaccine. And then I did some searching and, oh, look, children who died after measles vaccine were injected by a cleaner. So they're blaming it on the cleaning person now. They're going to get thrown under the bus. 2 children died after were injected by a cleaner, the government said on Wednesday. Director of Medical Services said the housekeeper, the ones from Cleaner House, has worked at the health center for more than 8 years, and it seems he has treated patients before. The man has been arrested. Other than the domestic fridge not providing the correct temperatures, there is possibility the cleaner used the wrong chemical to mix the vaccine, which comes in a powder form. So it's not like the same format that you see here in the United States where they're injecting a vial. They're actually mixing it. And there is a possibility that that happened, that maybe they got too much, but it wasn't anything else other than the vaccine that was causing these children to die. So it seems, especially from this article. But now pathologists launch investigation into Caro Valley measles death. A team of government pathologists from Nairobi were on Wednesday sent to the Caro Valley to carry out investigations into Tuesday's mysterious death of 2 minors after a botched measles vaccination. And this is the mother of, here's a picture of the mother of one of the kids who died. Really horrible stuff. And it gets even worse after this. And of course, the church in that area is speaking out against vaccinations. And of course, they're coming under fire from the local governments because the plan is to vaccinate the third world population vigorously. And what Bill Gates says, he hopes to reduce population by 10%. So he just admits it right there at a TED Talk. And we'll be back with more. I've got more vaccination news. We're going to have David Knight in studio. It's the Infowars.com Alex Jones Show, 4th hour. Live with the 4th hour of the Alex Jones Show, also known as InfoWars Live. I'm your host, Rob Due. I'm going to have David Knight here at the bottom of the hour talking about his adventures in TSA land. And we also might get to this article from Activist Post. Garbage trucks begin recording license plates, or to begin recording license plates for law enforcement. This is a plan going on in California to have the garbage man spying on you. It's not bad enough. They go through your garbage every once in a while and they're looking for evidence. Now they're going to have the garbage men with little cameras mounted on them to spy on you. We're going to get to that all in 1 second. I want to continue back with this vaccination news. Now, the reason the church is speaking out against these vaccines goes back to earlier in the summer. Here's an article, actually earlier than that, here's an article from February 8th, 2015. Polio vaccination begins despite protests from Catholic Church. And nearly 6 million children in 32 counties will be vaccinated against polio, despite the Catholic Church asking parents to boycott the exercise over concerns of safety of the vaccine. The controversy is similar to one that happened last year when the Catholic Church raised a storm over a tetanus vaccination, which they claim caused sterility in women. Dr. Karnja said the polio vaccine, which is not like the old ones used for routine vaccination exercise and available in any hospital, is laced with an active ingredient, a hormone that, if injected into children, will affect their growth and reproductive abilities. He says it is not like the ones used for routine, but it is laced. So they're claiming it's got some kind of, population control mechanism built into it, which is what Bill Gates has said. You can go to any of our videos and look up Bill Gates and vaccination. I think we even questioned him about it when he came here in Austin a few years ago. But hey, a lab tested it and declared the polio vaccine safe. So you can, these are all from the Daily Nation. This is an African website. And the polio vaccine currently being administered to children under the age of 5 is safe, the National Quality Control Laboratory has said. But why was the church speaking out against it? And why were people mad? Well, here we go. This is in July 28th. Checkups begin after Busa children paralyzed after jabs. Oh, look at that. Polio vaccine causes polio. Who'd have thunk it? 30 children who were paralyzed after being injected at a dispensary in Busia have begun checkups. The affected children developed weak limbs after being injected. Most of the children can barely walk, while others have septic wounds. Older children use walking sticks to move around. In some cases, parents claim the children's feet started rotting away. So that's why the Catholic Church was up in arms about this. But let's go back. Let me go back to this. This is what happens if you don't get your kids vaccinated. Dr. Ego criticized religious leaders opposed to the campaign, saying they were being insincere and were misleading to the public. He warned parents of dire consequences if they failed to take their children for vaccination. We will arrest and prosecute all the parents who will deny their children the vaccine, he said. So, and he said religious leaders don't have the right to mislead the public. And all they're doing is going, hey, look, these kids were paralyzed. We want an investigation. And they're going, shut up and take the vaccine. Just shut up and get in line. Bill Gates wants these vaccines sent to all the kids and injected because he needs a 10% reduction in population. In fact, if you guys can find it, it's a TED Talk where he says that, if you can find that. And now, it's not just Africa. It's not just last week when we covered, well, we thought it was Mexico, but it was Colombia, where the girls were flailing about for getting their HPV vaccine. Here it is in Vietnam. Seventh infant death after Vietnam brings back controversial vaccine Quinvaxem. A three-month-old boy died in the Central Highlands on Thursday soon after he was given Quinvaxem, a controversial 5-in-1 vaccine that Vietnam suspended for 5 months in 2013 following several infant deaths. He became very weak and turned pale a few hours later. He died soon after they brought him to a local hospital. Local health officials said around 20 other babies received the shots and they were fine. So, you know, only a 1 in 20 cause of death there, looks like. It is the WHO pre-qualified the drug and said it's much cheaper than alternatives. That's right. It gets the job done. The health ministry suspended the vaccine on May 4, 2013 after 9 infants died between November 2012 and March 2013. 6 infant deaths since Quinvaxem was brought back have not been linked to the vaccine either. So nothing to worry about. It's not the vaccine. We can't ever talk about our precious vaccines because then we might have to admit that there's something wrong with them. And then we might have to do real investigations and actually call for real studies of these things and then look at all the side effects and look at what parents are really saying after their kids get the shots. Because when we were taking calls a couple weeks ago about that, there's the young girls in Carmen del Boulevard in Colombia all having seizures after they received the Loving Gardasil shot. So after the break, we're going to have David Knighton here talking about his adventures with the TSA, and I'm going to get to the spying garbage trucks and more news. It's the Infowars.com Alex Jones Show. We are live. It's the fourth hour, and I'm your host, Rob Duke.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live here in the Central Texas Command Center. I'm your host, Rob Due, and riding shotgun over here is David Knight. He is a co-host, does InfoWars Nightly News. It's in the Alex Jones Show. Yeah, he's always in, and he got a well-deserved vacation, except at the end, he had to be hassled by the TSA. No vacation is quite proper without the TSA, right?
Yeah, there were a couple of events right at the end of the vacation that got my blood pressure up.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's time to get back to work.
No. Well, before we get to that, I want to talk about this article that came out yesterday from Brandon Smith, and I think you're going to try to get him on the show on the nightly news tomorrow. Economic crisis, how you can prepare over the next six months. This is a great article. It's got some really, really good practical information in it. And it just talks about how to find two family members, two friends, and one neighbor of like mind. And then you guys start developing a plan. Approach your church, Veterans Hall, or other organization. Learn a trade or skill. You know how to work on cars. You know how to weld. You know how to use power tools.
Yeah,
you know how to use hand tools. I mean, there's a lot of things. You know first aid. There's a lot of skills that can be useful whenever there's a, you know, an economic collapse or societal breakdown.
You mean other than just staring at your smartphone?
That's right. That's not really a good skill because it's not going to last very long. And if the power ever goes out, commit to a rifle training course at least once a week. Create a local ham network. Learn basic emergency combat medical response. And I like this one here. Store at least 1 year of food and then store extra. So get a year of food and then get more. And we had a great guest on today with, we're coming out with a new line, InfoWarsSelect.com. And they're having a great special right now, a 3-month food supply. And it's got a 25-year shelf life. You go to InfoWarsSelect.com. They're in these space saving storage totes, made in the USA, no MSG or yeast extract. They got breakfast, lunch, dinner kits, and they're all built with Ziploc, so nothing goes to waste. And you can find all the information there at InfoWarsSelect.com. I definitely have several years worth of food, and the older stuff I had actually gave to my parents, and then I upgraded with more. What about you? How is your?
That's impressive. I've only got a few months. I need to get more because I don't have anywhere close to a year.
And you never know. I also have the water filter, the Propure that doesn't, that you don't need electricity to filter your water. You could just, and I have rainwater collected all over my house.
Because if gravity goes away, we're really messed up.
Exactly. Yeah. If gravity goes away, we're screwed. But right now we still have gravity. It filters the water. So Propure, InfoWarsSelect.com is a 1-2 punch to at least be able to take care of your friends and family during a crisis. Mm-hmm. And it might not be economic collapse. It could be an earthquake in your area. It could be a power plant blows up. It could be maybe a nuclear incident, one of these power plants, you know.
It could be the EPA releasing chemicals into the water supply like they did out west.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of farmers that weren't able to water their crops. They were afraid to drink it.
And that's a major disaster. And it was created by the government.
Created by the government. And it was actually predicted by a guy who lives in Farmington. He actually wrote an op-ed. I tried tracking him down, but I think he's still on vacation. He wrote this op-ed. He was so pissed off that he goes, what the EPA is going to do is cause a disaster. And then they're going to go, here is our solution. It's to build a giant, you know, cleanup center worth multi-millions of dollars.
Well, he wasn't just theorizing. He'd been an engineer for 40-some-odd years. Yep. And he said, what they're doing is guaranteed to cause an explosion and a release of these materials. Yeah. And then I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to use this as an excuse to expand their own fiefdom.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they did.
So tell me a little bit about your vacation. You just got back. Very well deserved. You took over for Alex while he was gone. You're covering all those days. Plus, we had the nightly news. And
well, we just took an opportunity to relax to the Pacific Northwest. I'd never really seen it in much detail.
It's nice and cool up there.
Oh, it was nice. That was a prerequisite. Yeah. We had to go somewhere where it was cool. We wanted to see the redwood forests. Right. And my sons and daughter had never seen that before. So we went into Portland, looked around Oregon. It was very beautiful. Looked at the waterfalls, the Columbia River Gorge. Then we went down, saw the redwood forest, went up to the Olympia Peninsula, saw the rainforest up there, saw Mount St. Helens. So we did a lot of driving. It was a very nice trip.
Mount St. Helens looks interesting. It looks like somebody took a big bite out of that mountain.
Yeah, yeah. And right there where they Johnston was one of the guys from the U.S. Geological Service that was killed that day that it exploded.
Was he the one taking the photographs and saying, this is it?
Yeah, they'd been warning people, but they were completely surprised by the magnitude.
Right.
It was way, way bigger than anything that it expected. So he was there observing, and of course, the blast zone went many, many miles. I forget how many miles it was, but it's absolutely incredible because they have markers where the blast zone went to.
Mm-hmm.
And at the outer edge of the blast zone, they now have trees that are 30, 35 years old, but still around Mount St. Helens, nothing has grown back.
Wow.
So, and you can see where they built this monument there. You can see where the mountain blew out and came towards him. It was 8 miles away. It reached him within 40 seconds. That's how fast it was traveling.
And that is not the only active volcano in that area.
No,
I think there's like 13. There's a few that are dormant, but in that area, it's very active, and it has to do with the tectonic plates out in the Pacific.
And it was minuscule compared to the caldera that's at Yellowstone.
Right.
Absolutely tiny. Many, many orders of magnitude smaller than what Yellowstone is. So
there you go.
Yeah.
And so now you had a great vacation. You're back at the airport, about to fly back. And of course, the TSA had to jump in and...
Well, Rob, we always opt out as a family. Right. I always opt out. I've had situations where we had the opt out in film. I filmed myself. I was traveling by myself, so I didn't have anybody to film me. So you can see this, but you really need to hear what went on between us. To put this in context, we'll play that in just a second. But to put it in context... We went up and traveling with my daughter, they let my wife and daughter go through the scanner instead of having the pat down. And so we were talking to the fellow there about the adoption and that sort of thing. He'd adopted a child. And so he said, just all of you go through, right? Except for Travis. Travis was over to the side. He'd already opted out. So we had to wait a very long time for him. And what was unusual about it was the guy who was a screener, when he finally got there, he spent a very long time talking to Travis. And so we started filming. We don't always film.
Yeah.
But we started filming. That got them very upset. So the guy who let us through came up to me and started talking to me about filming, and this is what he had to say.
All right, let's roll it.
I did you guys a favor by letting you go through that door. Now you're doing this?
I do this all the time, yes.
We have to do it because he opts
out. Well, I have to do this to protect my rights.
Yeah, but we're not offending him.
I find this whole process offensive. Well, yes, I find it offensive in America to be considered a terrorist and have to prove my innocence. So I'm going to keep doing this. I have a right to do this. Okay. If you look at the TSA, it says I have a right to do this.
If he agrees, have his face up there, because we've been slandered a lot when we've done our job and we've done the thing.
You know what? There's nothing about him agreeing to doing his job. Police and TSA, we're allowed to film. It's our right to do that. You are servants of the people. You are not separate to the people. We have a right to film you. We will continue to film you. There are cameras everywhere.
I know.
Everybody's being... So these are our cameras. Okay. These are the people's cameras. Yeah. You got a problem with that?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I just told you I did you a favor.
I understand. Okay. I understand you think you did us a favor. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
So you can see that long shot there. My other son, when he saw this developing,
started filming.
Went to the back, pulled out his camera, and started filming me to see what was going on because he thought something was going to develop there. But that was the thing about it. When I said, hey, you've got cameras all around here, the guy got this look on his face like, we got cameras everywhere.
We got scanners, man. Yeah. We got all these toys they let us play with. We get to look through your bags.
Yeah.
Great.
Do you notice how insensitive he got about the fact that we were going to possibly put pictures of them up on the internet? And it's like, why are you guys treating us like slaves?
Yeah.
That's the security theater. That's the result of 9/11, what they brought in with 9/11, with the fake underwear bomber. We're going to talk about that on the nightly news
tonight. That's right.
But when you look at this security theater, understand that what they're going to do at the border with the wall, they've already, that's security theater as well. It's not going to close the border. It's not going to help anything. This is being incentivized. The open immigration is being incentivized by Obama. He has given them all kinds of goodies. And when you make that kind of pot of gold available to them at the end of the rainbow, they will do anything to come in. And guess what? About 40% of them come in on airplanes, according to some statistics. We don't know because we don't know how many people are coming in. Some people have put that figure out. You can't verify that because we don't know who's coming into the country. But these efforts to try to stop this, to try to set up a police state at the border, are going to be just as ineffective, just as obtrusive as this ridiculous TSA theater that we have to go through.
Hey, you know, I went tubing over the weekend, the long weekend, and I met a guy who's a Hispanic fellow and his girlfriend. We were all inflating our tubes, and we started talking about a little bit about politics. He'd never heard of InfoWars.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, so what do you think about Trump? I said, well, you know, I like some things Trump says and they need to be said, but I don't think, you know, building a wall is going to solve anything. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you build a 10-foot wall, you get an 11-foot ladder. Are you going to tunnel under it? Right. There's ways to get around that. I think you have to get rid of the incentives for people to come here. And he goes, you know, I heard it's not even mostly Mexicans. It's people from South America and people from China coming in.
Yes.
And he's right. You know, and he doesn't even listen to us, but the word is getting out there that it's not about Mexican people. Mm-hmm. It's about the whole world wanting to come here. And we have to do this legal and lawfully because we're not allowed to go anywhere else and just show up. You know, John McAfee got deported from Guatemala when he went in there illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, you're getting out of our country. You're out of here. Yeah. You came in through here illegally. We don't like it. So they booted him out of the country back to the U.S. That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
You get caught. You know, there's now reports of people like five times being deported that are getting caught. I mean, it's getting ridiculous out there. Totally ridiculous.
And so now Trump, of course, he tried to walk it back today.
Yeah.
But he says, we need to let the refugees from Syria in because they're going through absolute hell. That's not the criteria. And he never addressed what was the root cause of the Syrian war, of the Syrian refugees, about our support, our creation, our arming, our equipping of ISIS, how that began in Syria. That was those were the surrogates of John McCain and Barack Obama. And of course, he completely ignores that. He says, this wouldn't have happened if we'd gone in and attacked Syria. And it's like, we did go in and attack Syria. We would have done it more, except we exposed that they were using false flag incidents to try the sarin gas, supposedly, that was released. They tried to use things like that to up the war. It would have been more refugees, would have been more destruction.
Well, Obama wanted to go in, too. Obama wanted to go in, and we had the military stand down and said, we're not going to be ISIS's air force.
Yes.
We're not going to do it.
Yes.
And so he's echoing the same things as Obama, which I think is just totally despicable.
It underscores the fact that we don't really have a choice
right.
in this. That all of these guys are they're not outsiders. They're not talking about anything different. Ben Carson, Donald Trump, they're not saying anything that the other guys haven't already said in terms of our foreign policy, in terms of civil liberties. Have you heard any of them talk about this security theater? Have right. you heard any of them propose anything that would give us our constitutional rights back? They ask these gotcha questions like it's a game show about the political parties of Israel. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If they don't know or care about the Constitution, about our Bill of Rights, ask them about that. Yeah. Ask them if they can recite
yes.
one of the amendments in the Bill of Rights. Okay.
And the Seventh Amendment.
Exactly.
You know that?
Yeah. What do you think that means?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the problem. It is the presidential reality show, as Gerald Celente yeah. said and others. It really, I know people are putting a lot of eggs behind Donald Trump, and he's saying some things that need to be said. It's great that stuff's getting out there in the public arena. But at the end of the day, when you're getting that high up, you know, if Trump was really going to be an agent of change, a positive change to get yeah. rid of what's going on with the Federal Reserve and all that, he would either be killed or he would be destroyed politically.
That's right. Gorsuch's been funding it on the other end. He's been one of the people driving it, buying politicians. But I want to get back to this TSA thing for a moment
yeah.
because one of the things I think, you notice that the guy walked away.
Right.
We stood up to him. I wasn't going to put that camera down. You cannot allow them to define what your country is. You cannot make them force you through the machines. If they force you through the machines, they're going to force you into the concentration camps.
Yep.
They're going to force you into the showers one day. You have to stand up. When we go through this, when we opt out, we're the only ones doing it anymore. I don't see anybody doing it. That's one of the reasons why this guy got so indignant about it,
was yeah.
because we opted out in the first place. This is so unusual. They had to go get a supervisor to come do it because Americans have accepted this as reality that they live in. So when we go through this, we try to throw a monkey wrench in the system. I know that it's not much, but it's a monkey wrench. But we throw a little plastic hollow monkey wrench when one person does it or one family does it. It's easily crushed. If the masses would stand up and say, we're opting out, we've tried to do this with people with the opt out. We've organized that twice. Mm-hmm. Let's everybody opt out on this one day. The first time they were very scared about it.
Right.
They just completely opened up
yeah.
all the gates and let everybody go through because they thought it was going to be a massive revolt against that. So they're concerned about that. We see every time people stand up to government, whether it's the Bundy Ranch or whether it's other places, they always will back down when you're in the right. And we're in the right. We have the law. We have the Constitution on our side.
And you stood there. You didn't yell. You got in his face, but yeah. you did it very politely. And yeah. and explained yourself.
Yeah.
And what you did, it should be a model for people on how they should film the TSA and opt out. I mean, that's a model strategy that you used.
Well, thanks. There was an article we had up yesterday. I didn't have a chance to look at it because we were traveling, but there was a pastor who stood up to an officer who was telling them that they had to go to the designated free speech area. You don't oh, yeah. have designated free speech areas. The First Amendment is not an area. That was a sign that was up at the Bundy Ranch. That got a lot of people upset, but we get used to these things. At first, people push back against it.
Right.
Then they get used to it. And we've seen this free speech suppression going on at every one of the political conventions, Democrat and Republican, for the last several cycles. They take everybody who is there to protest and they stick them in a cage now.
Yeah,
in a cage, not just enough to remove them away from the front of the place where they could be seen, but to put them in a cage. That's what we've done to our rights. We've put them in a cage. We've turned everything upside down. The Constitution was meant to cage in the government, not the people. And now the people are using, if they're allowed to use their First Amendment, it's from a cage.
And then we tell people that we have to go to war and fight these other people to preserve our rights and our freedom when here at home, we're systematically destroying what, you know, has really been a 200 plus year experiment. Now.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, and it's really a shame. We got a few more minutes left. I want to get to this. Garbage trucks begin to recording license plates for law enforcement. So
there
now the
go.
Garbage man's going to be the new the new secret police. And I have a clip. This is from Activist Post. They had a clip in here from the local television station in it's in Silicon Valley. And let's roll that first clip.
Is a different way to fight crime in a city facing a shortage of police officers. But now San Jose is considering equipping garbage trucks with license plate readers as an extra set of eyes on the streets.
Never thought of it that way. But, you know, we live in a different world.
Never in a million years did Steve Jones of Garden City Sanitation think his garbage trucks could be used for anything more than a pick up trash, let alone a crime fighting tool.
I mean, that'd be a pretty good day if we ended up having to drive by a car that was used to abduct a child, and that child got saved.
help with Amber Alerts and tracking stolen cars. Reasons the city of San Jose is exploring mounting license plate readers on garbage and recycling trucks.
There you go. You know how much they're going to cost? $15,000 a piece. You think they're concerned about stolen vehicles or lost children?
No.
It's going to be about serving warrants and giving people tickets.
That's right.
That's what it's going to be about, because they're going to go by and say, oh, you were parked illegally.
Mostly tickets.
Mostly tickets. That's what it's all going to be about. It's nothing, has nothing to do with safety. It has nothing to do with finding stolen cars. They're not going to find one stolen car.
But they always use it as safety.
Right.
Again, when we were in the airport, every couple of minutes, there's a loop from the TSA. Safety is our number one concern. It's not my number one concern. We've gone from a country where our founder said, give me liberty or give me death, to this country where it's like safety. So everything under the bus for safety, literally under the bus.
Safety first. Now.
Yeah. Mm. But you know what? When you do that, when you give up your liberty, what are you? You're a slave. You're a prisoner. Prisoners and slaves are never safe.
And you deserve neither if you give up your liberty for security. You will get and deserve neither. Liberty or security. Remember that out there when you are going through those TSA lines. If you're not opting out, you should be. And film it. Film the pat down. They don't like it. That's fine. They got cameras everywhere. All right? Film your opt outs. Put them up on YouTube. Get other people involved. All right, we got one more segment left. It's the Overdrive Hour of the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs.
Well, I wanted to take calls this last segment, but Jakari Jackson ran in here and threw David Knight out. He's got some gun news we're going to get to. So, Eric, Wesley, Sherry, Joshua, and Donna. Sorry, I'm... although, man, Donna's got a kid, looks like her son died.
I know it's important.
Yeah, let's go to Donna. This is pretty serious. Let's go to Donna real quick. She's been holding. Donna, what's your story? This seems really sad.
I wanted to warn parents about teachers and school officials who like to say that their children shouldn't be active or ask too many questions. That happened to my son when he was diagnosed with ADHD when he was in the fifth grade. And 8 years ago, he passed away at 19. The ADHD drugs just really ruined him. And I grew up in that era with the propaganda, that whole just say no thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to tell me that marijuana made him feel better. But every time I caught him smoking, I'd throw him in rehab. And then every time I'd throw him in rehab, they put him on an antidepressant. So instead of ADHD drugs, then we added that on top of it, and I don't want any parent to ever have to go through what I did or my husband did. When you have to bury a child, it changes you, and you're going to fight all you can for the children because it's speed. They're giving these kids speed,
yeah.
And I know the doctors know that.
It's barbiturates.
I was a doctor's assistant. It just makes no sense, and so that was my message, and you guys are doing a great job. I won't keep you. And I'm so sorry you had to go through that, David. And you're doing a great job. Love the fourth hour.
Well, appreciate it. Tell your friends and family about it. I definitely want to take more calls to especially get stories like yours, because we got to warn people out there when they're pushing these drugs on us. We have to be able to stand up and have the information to know that you're not alone when you want to fight back and say no, because there's other people out there that either didn't say no or they're learning from their mistakes, or did say no in time. So very sorry to hear that, Donna. God bless you. Thank you for calling. You've got some gun news. It looks like, what state is it they want to?
This is in Boston, Massachusetts. Huh? They're running this program up there where they're mailing legal gun owners and asking them to turn in their weapons or, you know, come to the gun buyback and they'll give you a little $300 gift certificate.
Wow. How do they know they have guns?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Rob, because every time we talk to these people say, we want more gun control, you guys are conspiracy theorists to say that there's some type of gun registry. Well, just like you mentioned, how do they know who has a gun if there is no such thing as a gun registry? I'll tell you, the ATF or the FBI, they always destroy this information X number of days after it's been completed. But somebody got a hold of this information, just like we saw in New York last year.
It must have been going through Hillary's server.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Just like we saw last year in New York, Project Veritas did a video about it, how they had the concealed carriers, all their information in a database, and some newspaper published it. And then Project Veritas goes out to the house. Is like, hey, you want to put this gun-free zone sign in your front yard?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that. Somebody's going to break in. You think?
Wow. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Just basic common sense. But to say something real quick about the TSA, what you and David were talking about, I had an experience the last time I got on a plane. I think we went to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I was going through the pat down, and the guy actually opened my bag. And the silliest thing I've ever seen the TSA do, they opened a can of Altoids and were shaking the can of Altoids trying to see what was inside. I was like, bro, it's Altoids.
Yeah.
And they take stuff out of my bag and they're rubbing down my camera batteries with the wand and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just, it's just the most ridiculous stuff.
What you got here, boy?
Yeah, just silliness.
It's a ridiculous society we're living in now, and we have to fight back or it's only going to get more ridiculous. They're going to start telling you what to say, how to say it, who to talk to, who not to talk to. We have to stand up, and that's why we're here, and that's why we're doing the fourth hour, to get 5 hours of programming a day here at InfoWars.com, Central Texas Command Center. I'm Rob Dew. That's Jakari Jackson. Thanks for watching. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. It's the way you support us. Thanks for watching.